has your experience been like there? Because obviously they're wanting you to step up your role next year. What's it been like, and what's that team like?
The whole team is just a great. It's just a great environment. The school, I like small towns because Wairika's a small town, and like it was an easy transition to go from Wairika to Quincy. So like that was pretty nice. And then the coaches, they know a lot, and they help with all the players just getting better and developing and getting to the next level. Because I'm pretty sure like everybody who was a sophomore this year is going on to play at D1, D2, D3, NAIA. They're going on to keep playing. So they're pretty good with that, and they have good connections. And it's just overall a really great program, and I love being there.
Well, for you, this is, I guess, your second summer collegiate playing in Reading. Last year you played with the Ringtails a little bit, right? And
yeah.
And I noticed when I was looking at the stats, you hit pretty good against the Colt 45s last year. So they weren't just recruiting you for your arm, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to – I don't like the whole PO thing.
Yeah.
And because, like, it's baseball, and you want to play as much as you can. And I feel like I can contribute more to help a team win when on the days I'm not pitching, because you can't pitch every single day. And I feel like I can contribute more to helping teams win if I'm able to swing it too. And so I want to try and help in the spring next year with Feather River. I want to try and help the team in as many ways as possible. So I'm trying to work on my hitting so I can contribute in that way as well.
Well, and you had a good chance to get in the lineup of player day because the numbers were short, as they usually are when the collegiate season begins, and you got out there, you got your hits. I'm not sure, you might still be leading the team in hitting. You're up there near the top, but those weren't flukes, and you got a chance to show Barrett Fasking and the staff that, hey, you know, I'm not an out if you need me in the lineup, and you've been able to fill in as well in the outfield because of a couple of guys getting banged up.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I came in all fall and all spring at Feather River. I was mostly just a first baseman when I would get to play defense and stuff, and then they told me, they're like, you're going to play left, and I was like, all right, because I haven't played outfield since, like, my senior year of high school, so it was fun, though.
It is. Well, you have, and if summer collegiate allows for this, you've evolved into the ace of this staff, and I know that for you, the consistency is really important. What are you looking for the rest of this summer? You know, what do you want to accomplish with this team for the next 6 weeks or so?
I just want to work on making sure that I can consistently throw my secondary pitches, and I want to try and up my velocity a little bit more for the coming fall and spring at Feather River. And then, I don't know, just keep swinging it, though. Work on the right-handed swing a little more, because that's probably my weakest point right now with my offense.
So we'll be looking next year. Next year this time we'll be talking about hopefully where you're going to be playing for your ball after this. Eamon Velarde, thank you so much for joining us tonight. A new aspect of our radio broadcast. We're going to try to mix in some players as much as we can on the pregame show and let you get to know them here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Just about ready for Reading Colt 45's baseball tonight. Colt 45, 7-7 on the season. A three-game losing streak. They'd like to see that come to an end tonight. Barrett Fasking's club taking on Tim Culver's team. They updated their score for us. I had 4-7 last night to tell there. 5-8 now on the campaign. Tim Culver is their skipper. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. We'll start with the starting pitchers for the Colt 45s. The big left-hander, Colby Milligan, out of Shasta College, going to be going to college his four-year ball in the state of Texas, so he wanted to stay home this summer. Colt 45s added him several weeks ago. This will be his second start. Had a solid first start last week, went 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs. Only 2 of those were earned, walked a couple, and struck out 4. Left-hander with a good variety of pitches and good stuff, comes into the game with a 4.90 ERA and an 0-1 record. On the mound for the Fresno A's is a left-hander, big kid, pitched for Fresno City College this year. J.J. Sanchez, 9 2/3 innings he's thrown this year, a 6.51 ERA and an 0-2 record. Their starting lineup The Fresno A's, Jake Renteria leading it off. He stands in the box right now. He's in center. Ethan Winter hitting second to first baseman. Alex Ortiz is at short. Ryan Naranjo, the catcher, bats cleanup. First pitch of tonight's game at 7:14 is a ball, 1-0. Brandon Hep, back in left field for the A's. Lee Chun-Wei, the second baseman tonight. This one misses a little inside, 2-0. Mitch Silvis is their DH. Isaiah Clark in right field, and Marco Galavis is the third baseman. For your Colt 45s, looking at them defensively as Colby Milligan winds and delivers. Fastball on the inside corner. That one's a called strike. Over at first base tonight for the Colt 45s is Eric Carlson. Chris Brew is DHing. So at second base, it'll be Connor McCoy, the kid getting another start. Over at shortstop, Brendan Roop. And at third tonight is Peyton Edwards. Your outfield left to right tonight, Tanner Tweed out in left field tonight. Machuca getting the night off. In center field is Tyler Thompson. And in right, Andy Bayena. Doing the catching as this one is bounced right side. Taking it himself is the first baseman, Carlson. And he slides into the bag. Stand-up slide and gets the out. Three unassisted for out number one. The catcher for tonight's game, Kyle Schrodel, is behind the dish. Colt 45s are wearing their white-on-white, white caps, black bills, white jerseys with some red piping on the shoulders. And, of course, the numbers are black and their jersey insignia, Colt 45s, black with some white and yellow trim and the all-white pants. They're taking on a team wearing A's colors out of Fresno. And they are wearing yellow jerseys, white pants tonight. Yellow jerseys with green stripes and green and white stripes and green letters. And the first pitch to the number two hitter, Ethan Winter, was a strike. And then he pops up the second one, shallow right field, fair territory. Going back to get it is the kid McCoy. Kept his eye on that one. I know he had the jitters his first game. He's an incoming freshman, more than likely going to go to Shasta College. He told me he has not decided yet, but he's coming out of high school here in the area and made a nice play on that one. He's out of American Christian Academy. Nice play out at second base. So, two up, two down. The big left-hander has good stuff. We mentioned good fastball. He'll throw a curve. He'll cut his fastball at times and also has a split-finger changeup. Might have been the first pitch he threw there on the number three hole hitter, Alex Ortiz. Well, we learned last night about Alex Ortiz. He was not their starter, but when he got in the game, he likes the fastball and he hits it a long way. His first at bat, he doubled off the wall or close to the wall. And his next at bat, he hit a no doubt home run. And both of those were on fastballs last night. So we did indeed learn that about Ortiz in last night's game. He's a right-handed batter out of Reedley College in Fresno. Takes that one, a ball and two strikes, now the count. A little bit more on Colby Milligan. We mentioned he's a big kid. He cocks his arm when he's going from in the wind, taking his time here. But he's got a nice rock, and then he kind of cocks his arm. A little deceptive, shows the baseball, and then fires. He's already walking in the dugout as this pitch is bounced to second. McCoy fields it and throws it to first, and we have something we have not had in a Colt 45s game. And three games now, a 1-2-3 inning in the first. All right, we'll head to the bottom of the first. So far, so good for your Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
heading to the bottom of the first inning here at Tiger Field. Again, a beautiful night. Going to be a great crowd tonight. It's already rolling in, and if you're just tuning in, thinking about coming to the ballpark or on your way, it's going to be a great night. It's very cool. The stands are already all clear of any sun. Still some sun field, but we're underway, and it's a good start for the Colt 45s after a 1-2-3 top of the first. Let's take a look at the Colt 45s starting lineup tonight. Tyler Thompson leading off in center field. We'll talk a little bit more. He's got a season-high eight-game hitting streak going now. Peyton Edwards is at third base, up in the two-hole tonight. Brendan Roop at shortstop. Chris Rubat's cleanup. He's the DH, still hampered by that, leg injury. And with a few other nagging injuries, Miguel Marquez is out and a few others. They've got to, keep Chris's bat in the lineup. He's just not able to run at full speed. So he's the DH. Eric Carlson is at first base. Tanner Twill tonight. Kyle Schrodel, the catcher. Connor McCoy at second base. And Andy Bayena out in right field on the for the Fresno A's, their defensive alignment. A little different than the one that started yesterday's game, but we'll do our best to tell you all about it. Winter is at first base. At second, Lee Chung Wei. At shortstop, Alex Ortiz. He came in, as I mentioned last night. Swung a big bat there. Third baseman, Marco Galaviz. In the outfield, left to right, Brandon Hepp, Jake Renteria, and Isaiah Clark. Their pitcher, J.J. Sanchez, who we will talk a little bit more about. And their catcher, Ryan Naranjo. Both Naranjo did come in and play in last night's game as well. So we're just about ready to get going. Colt 45's got him 1-2-3, top of the first. Leadoff hitter here in the bottom half is Tyler Thompson. Thompson with a little eight-game hitting streak going. And that's also included an awful lot of getting on base. His average for the season now up to .333. Three doubles. Five runs batted in, 10 walks, leads the club with 14 runs scored, and indeed that is his job, and also leads the team in stolen bases now with 8. And a very good on-base percentage, .560. That's what you want. And he's been running into walls and getting hit with pitches, but still told me he feels great today. So takes a couple of more pitches, and that one's high. So he's got a 3-ball, no-strike count. The left-hander on the mound, J.J. Sanchez out of Fresno City College. J.J. Sanchez pitched in just 3 games for Fresno City this year. That's over for a fastball, the 3-0 count, 3-1. He's from Clovis, California. As I said, just through 5 innings as a freshman, 1.80 ERA, but he's getting a chance to start for them. That 3-1 pitch, line toward short, to his right in the hole. Ortiz backhands, long throw, and he got it. Man, I'm telling you, we're seeing a D1 level shortstop and offense from that guy, Ortiz. As he went into the hole to his right, played it well, and made a strong throw to first to get the very speedy Tyler Thompson out of the University of Utah. Now Peyton Edwards comes to the plate. Peyton's been putting it together. A couple of nice games in a row offensively. A couple of big hits with 2 outs. Has his average. Trying to find it. Taylor's average up to Peyton's average, up to 167. 7 runs batted in. Colt 45s only have 3 home runs as a team. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch for a strike. Then there's another fastball over for a strike. Last night's game, he was 1-for-3, had the only 2 RBI on the club. Since getting back into the lineup, he's been 2-for-6. He's 2-for-6, with 4 RBI. 0-2 pitch, bounced up the middle. To his right is their second baseman, Fields, and throws high throw, pulled him off, but the first baseman got down and then dropped the ball. He would have had the out, but he dropped the ball coming down, and so that'll be an error on the first baseman. Seeing pretty good defense from this Fresno A's team here in this inning. And that brings up Brendan Roop with runners in scoring position. Lee Chung Wei had time, kind of hurried it. First baseman pretty tall over there, made a nice play, but then I guess as he was coming down, the ball popped loose. It's pretty good lead over at first for Edwards. We'll see if the lefty's got a move. He's looking, delivering to the plate. First pitch fouled back to the screen. A little pretty deceptive. Edwards, he had Edwards leaning back to first base when he delivered. Sanchez, lanky, wears the black stockings. So a little more old school with the uniform. Again, a good lead. Not going. Peyton not going. That one's a little high. A ball and a strike. Edwards has good speed, but has not been called on to steal a base this year. Ball and a strike to count. Roop awaits. Deliberate from the stretch. Now delivers. Sanchez fastball low. Jason Sanchez for them being the Fresno A's, 9 2/3 innings. This is his fifth start of the season, so he goes a couple of innings every start. There's an off-speed swung on. Will it stay fair? It does indeed. It's in the left field corner. Roop with a rope, but quickly getting over their left fielder, or their left fielder is able to run it down, get it in, and keep the runners at first and second. Good outfield play, too, from the A's the last couple of nights as far as getting to the ball, cutting off the lanes, and hitting their cutoff, man. There was another example. So you got runners at first and second. Brendan Roop doing what he does. Just didn't quite get it hard enough to get it in the corner and get extra bases, but the first hit of the game for the Colt 45s. At second, Peyton Edwards. At first, Brendan Roop. And Chris Brew comes to the plate. Chris looking to get back in a groove. He was 1-for-4 last night. Right-handed batter. Chokes up just a little bit. Fastball. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. The pitcher is still streaked by sunshine, so there could be some deception coming from his hand delivering the ball. Brew batting 304 on the season. Leads the club with 23 ribbies. Has one of their home runs. Foul. Pops this one up right side. Maybe the infield fly rule. Didn't matter. Didn't stay in the air long enough to matter. It was caught for out number two, by their first baseman. And that'll bring up Eric Carlson. Carlson batting just 105. That is not at all indicative of the kind of hitter he is. 0-for-2 with a run scored last night. He's would not complain. He had to fight off some injuries and been beaten up by some hit by pitches and has not had a hit since back on the 7th. So he is due. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch, a ball and no strikes. Well, made it up to 100 today, where many of you live today. Swung on, hit towards center field. It's going to fall in for a hit. Rounding third, Edwards going to come home to score. Roop is standing at third, and it is an RBI single for Eric Carlson. That's just what the doctor ordered for Eric Carlson. Second year here with the Colt 45s, and, you know, once he gets hot, good things are going to follow. So Colt 45s take the lead, 1-0. And it brings up Tanner Tweet, also looking to kind of break out. He had an ugly little hit last night, but he'll take it, hitting just 167. This is just his third game. Played third base his first two nights, coming off a hand injury at Sac City, and they want him to get some reps in the outfield, other positions. Of course, Tanner, you know, from Red Bluff High School. Power-hitting right-handed batter. Big cut at the first one, swung right through it, 0-1. Tanner was 1-for-3 last night. Again, out in left field tonight, they're giving Jacob Machuca the night off. Just the night off, no big deal. He's a left-handed batter, so not playing against the left-handed starter. This one misses inside. Colt 45s have only one left-handed batter in the lineup tonight, and that's Tyler Thompson. Oh, the cowbells are coming out early tonight. We'll get you up to date on Major League Baseball scores tonight a little bit later on. All of the games are at night tonight. Swung on, popped left side. They were playing very deep in left field. Hep wanders to his left and makes the catch, no problem for out number three. But the Colt 45s draw first blood here in the first. One run on two hits, one error, two men left on base, and it's a good start for Reading. Colt 45 is up 1-0. We go to the second. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber with you tonight. 1-0, Colt 45's. Have staked Kobe Milligan to the lead. And tonight, in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion, the Colt 45's entertaining D.H. Scott and Company. They're the largest CPA firm north of Sacramento, and they've been providing professional tax and accounting services to a broad-based clientele for over 25 years. They continue to grow and are proud of their community involvement through civic activities and volunteer work. The Colt 45's glad to welcome D.H. Scott tonight to the Third Base Club. And you can bring your group out to the Third Base Club or enjoy a private night with extra special ticket arrangements and more. Just go to the Colt 45's website, readingcolt45's.com, and you can find more information. First pitch to the leadoff hitter, the cleanup hitter, Ryan Naranjo, their catcher. It was a ball, 1-0. Milligan got him 1-2-3 in the first, and I don't have all of the my box scores, but I know they had not had a 1-2-3 inning at all the last two games. Ball and a strike. Bounces that one up there. Looked like he might have gone for the changeup. He's throwing a fork ball. He's trying to work that in. Less of a fork ball, more of a splitter. The split finger is essentially just thrown like the regular fastball, but the wide grip makes it come out slowly. Bounced left side, but bounces foul. Edwards was charging it. Beautiful night here out at the stadium, out at Tiger Field. Again, as we said, we've got a late-arriving crowd.
There's your beer batter.
And, yes, the beer batter now, so they're just giving it away tonight. That one was a strikeout. As I look down, Naranjo goes out on strikes. So if you're unfamiliar here at the ballpark, it is a grown-ups-only situation, but if the beer batter strikes out, then any inning, that inning, beer is reduced price. Yes, indeedy. Got to do what you got to do to keep your fans happy out here at the ballpark. Cole B. Milligan's first pitch to Brandon Hepp, taken for a ball, 1-0. Hepp last night was 1-for-4 with a run batted in. Takes that pitch, 2-0. Nice little breeze. Feels pretty good. If you're a pitcher, it's just blowing in a hair. That one missed away. So Colby finds himself in the hole tonight right now, 3-0. That one's over for a called strike. Hep, a little guy. Stands just 5'7", 155 pounds. Switch hitter batting right tonight against the big lefty. Swings and lines it left side, just foul, 3-2. Ow! Hit that one hard. He was switch hitting last night, so he batted left-handed. And Nick Schrodel came in later, but was all righties up to that point. Hep awaits the 3-2 pitch. Milligan, breaking ball. He really wanted to surprise him on that one. Took something off of it and missed tying away. So the first base runner of the game, Brendan Hepp. Had pretty good speed over there. It brings up Lee Chun Wei, their second baseman. Chun Wei hitting .286 on the season. No homers, 3 runs batted in. 0 for 4 with an RBI and a run scored last night. He takes the first pitch, and that one is over for a strike. Colt 45 is looking to get back in the win column tonight. 0-1, runner going, might have been a little hit and run. We fouled that one off. It did not look like a pitch you would normally swing at, so probably a hit and run. They being the Fresno A's, tried to hit and run early in the game yesterday a couple of times, get things going. And offense, nobody got anything going against the starting pitching until the sixth inning last night. It was a scoreless game. Swung on, bounced toward short. Roop to his left, going to take it himself. Tag second on to first. And did he get the double play? Yes, indeed he did. 6 unassisted 3. Brendan Roop does the job. And the double play ends inning number 2. He's faced a minimum now as we go to the bottom of the second. Colt 45s with a 1-0 lead over Fresno. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Any of me like to talk to you? We your next-door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system that will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Here in the bottom of the second, it'll be Kyle Schrodel, Connor McCoy, and Andy Bayena. 7-8-9 hitters in the lineup facing their left-hander, J.J. Sanchez. He's listed as J.J. Sanchez on his team's roster. And on his college roster, Jason Sanchez. So we'll go with what his summer collegiate coach is calling him, J.J. Brings up Kyle Schrodel to the plate. Kyle still doing a little bit of everything for this ball club. Relief last night, relief pitching last night, catching tonight, started a couple of games ago. So he did not hit in yesterday's game. It was the last time in the lineup. He was 1-for-4 against Lincoln on Tuesday. First pitch to him is a little low, ball and no strikes. Pitcher still in the streak of sun. We could have the lights on here in the next half inning or so. Ball, no strikes to count. Wine, big leg kick. Called strike one, 1-1. Kyle on the season hitting .229, no homers, 4 runs batted in. Swings, hits it towards left center field. Their center fielder charging, won't come up to it. It falls in left center for a base hit. Big turn at first for Schrodel, but Renteria got over and cut it off, no problem. So nice leadoff single for Kyle Schrodel. That brings up Connor McCoy. 5'9", 155-pounder out of Anderson American Christian Academy. He's a freshman looking at a couple of different schools. Whether or not he'll attend Shasta College or perhaps a Cal State school. First pitch to him, bounced right side, might have been the hit and run. First baseman fields it, thinks about going to second, and then knows his first base, his pitcher is covering, so turns and flips it to the pitcher to get McCoy at first, but it moves the runner up, and you have a man in scoring position with one out. So they did a little run and hit there, a little hit and run. McCoy went the other way with it. And the first baseman, it could have been disastrous once he realized he didn't have the out down there. His pitcher did the job. You got to credit Sanchez in covering first well. So man on second. That just goes down as a 3-1. It's not a sacrifice or anything, but it brings up Andy Villena back in the 9 spot where he was so comfortable hitting safely in 10 of 11 games. Had a second 5-game hitting streak snapped last night, so he's hitting 10 of 12. But had some good at-bats last night. He really did. First pitch to him, big curve, misses high and away. Working from the stretch, Sanchez. Jason Sanchez looking in for the sign. You've got decent speed at second and Trotel. Foul back, out of play. Jason Sanchez. JJ. Lefty looks in. Checks a runner at second. Second baseman kind of just deking him over there. Now delivers. Off speed. Popped right side out of play. Cars are taking a beating already in this one because we have a pretty full parking lot. There's a few parked over along on Grape Street as well. The dimensions in the ballpark down the left field line, 320, 310 to center, 310 to the right field line, excuse me, for the Girlinger Steel foul poles. At center is 406, left power alley 358, right 370. This one swung on, hit towards that left power alley. Renteria running it down, won't get to it. Bayana's going to head into second. A run will score, and the Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead on Andy Bayana's run-scoring double. I think you got to leave him in that 9-hole, Coach. Skipper said he deserved to get moved up, sure, but and he had good at-bats. Now you've got speed on second for Tyler Thompson. Tyler with a chance to drive in a run. Colt 45s with a 2-0 lead off the left-hander for Fresno. Thompson bounced to short in the first. Well-played ball by Ortiz. With many shortstops, it would have been a hit. But he played it well on the field, made it actually look easy. The kind of play you see at D1, and you'll certainly see in the pros. Actually, he is holding him on a little bit over there at shortstop with left-hand batter Thompson at the plate. Tyler, 2-for-4 in last night's game. Hitters count, 2 balls and no strikes. Checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire. So we're looking at a 3-0 count, I believe. Thompson will be taking, I'm guessing. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. Sanchez deliberate from the stretch. Now delivers. That one is over for a strike. 3-1. Starting to really cool off. Nice night out here. That was a breaking ball. It got away from the catcher. Scooting down to third is Bayana. And down to first on the walk is Tyler Thompson. So Colt 45's trying to add to it here in the second inning. That's the first walk issued by Sanchez. And his pitching coach is going to come out and have a little chat with him. Again, Sanchez generally does not apparently go too long in his starts. Just looking at his total innings pitched, this is his fifth start, but he's only thrown 9 2/3 innings. They do not have anyone up and throwing in their bullpen. In an inning and a third, he has thrown 34 pitches already, though, according to our Game Live point streak, which you can access from your smartphone on your computer at home while you're listening to yours truly. You can go to the Colt 45's website, scroll down on the homepage, you'll see a listen to the game live, or maybe you found me, and just next to that is live statistics. You click on that, you go to the scoreboard, you have to click on that, and then you'll see the game live icon, and that's where you can follow along pitch by pitch. So now Peyton Edwards comes to the plate with one out, showing bunt. It was a safety, not a squeeze. He's looking to move Thompson over to second. We mentioned Peyton, since coming off of a banged up, I believe, knee. 2-for-6, 4 RBI. Right-handed batter out of Shasta College. Pretty good lead at first for Thompson. Not going. Big swing. Off speed. Way out in front, 0-2. That's not the swing he's going to use the rest of this bat more than likely. Now he's got to protect that plate, 0-2. With one out, A's are looking for the double play. 0-2 delivery. Off speed, misses away, 1-2. On deck, Brendan Roop. Comes a 1-2 pitch now. Again, Sanchez not working particularly quickly tonight, particularly when he's been in the stretch. Thompson, good lead at first. He's going. 1-2. That's high. No throw to second, stolen base. So Tyler Thompson with the steal. He's got a team leading 8-9 stolen bases now. And that'll, with Peyton Edwards, he's got two guys on now and a 2-2 count.
Yeah.
Edwards out of Shasta College, we mentioned. Also went to Red Bluff High School, along with Tanner Tweet. Swings, that one tipped, but the catcher couldn't hold on. If Naranjo holds on to that, he's got a strikeout. But he couldn't hang on to it. So, living to swing another pitch is Peyton Edwards. 2-2 delivery. Still working from the stretch with men on second and third. That was an off-speed, and he was fooled. Strike three. Swung on, missed that one. So that is the first strikeout of the game. Came at a good time for Sanchez. Bad time for the Colt 45s. Well, let's see what Brendan Roof can do with two outs. And 2 men in scoring position. He singled in the first. Was stranded at third base when the Colt 45 scored one. It's 2-0 Reading. Leading Fresno, swung on, fouled, out of play, right side. No balls and a strike. Brendan Roop, I've been pretty glowing. I really enjoy watching him hit. He's just a good, professional-looking hitter up there. Approaches himself consistently at the plate. His great hands. He's out of Grand Prairie, Texas. That one's a ball, 1-1. South Grand Prairie High School. And just finished his freshman year, a very good freshman year, at Fort Scott College, where Jacob Machuca was his teammate. Machuca not in the lineup tonight. Fastball outside corner, called a strike. Ball and 2 strikes to count. Roop batting 300, 1 homer, 14 RBI. Leads the team with 10, or second on the team with 10 walks. A very good on-base percentage as well, 474. 1-2 pitch. That one was a breaking ball outside. A good idea. Roop not chasing it. 2-2. Pitcher still in the sun, but it's just still streaking a little bit. Mostly shadow. 2-2 pitch coming. From the stretch, kicks, foul, back out of play. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow night. Great family night to come out. There's no Father's Day game on Sunday, so tomorrow night would be a great night to come out as KIXE night. So you know there's going to be some of your favorite Sesame Street characters and others from PBS shows. So be sure and come on out for that. Breaking ball, that one looked good, and it was. And Brendan Roop knows it. Called strike three with a big breaking ball to end it. But, hey, the Colt 45s played it one on 2 hits. There were no errors and a couple of men left on base. We go to the top of the third. Colt 45s up 2-0 on the Fresno A's. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and iSeries bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Colt 45's up 2-0, top of the third. No runs, no hits, one error for the Fresno A's. 2-4 and 0 for your Colt 45's. Leading things off, the big bulky right-handed batter, Mitch Silva's pinch hit last night. Batted one time, and I believe he walked. Right-handed batter, curly blonde locks coming out of the back of his helmet. Takes the first couple of pitches from the big lefty. Two balls and no strikes. Silvis, one of several players out of Reedley College. That one missed inside 3-0. Same thing happened last inning. He fell behind, but he worked his way back into the count. For the most part, Colby Milligan has been out in front of hitters. See what he does here on the 3-0 to the right-handed batter. Fastball that he cut, and it was over for a strike. Reedley College, as we mentioned, this one bounced towards short, charging to his left root. Fields and let it fly, and it gets away from Carlson over at first. I believe it's going to be an error. Well, it will be an error. Let's see who's charged with it. I believe it's going to be charged to the shortstop. Roop has been looking more and more comfortable tonight, and you're just waiting for things to continue to gel. That's a natural position for him out there. Marquez started the season at short. Miguel moved over to second when Brandon arrived. Now Miguel is injured, so we've seen a couple of different guys playing second base, but Roop is the shortstop. And he swings the bat, and he's got a great arm and a good shortstop. He's just kind of had the yips a little bit. So the runner is now down at second with nobody out, and the right-handed batter pops up. First pitch foul out of play, Isaiah Clark. Not much speed, and the guy out at second base, Silvis. And, yes, they did charge that throwing error to Brendan Roop. Milligan from the stretch. The batter bunts and pops it past the pitcher, and actually a bad bunt turns into an infield hit. Instead of getting it down, unless he was trying to push it third base side as a right-handed hitter, he got it past the charging Milligan, and no chance for Peyton Edwards to get it. It's an infield hit. Runner moves to third. Not anybody's fault. It was well executed, if that was his plan, by Isaiah Clark. Now they have men on the corners, and Marco Galavis. Throwing on the first pitch, throw down to second. Beautiful throw by Schrodel, and he is caught stealing. Galavis watched it. It was a straight steal. Colt 45s, again, have been very good on the stolen base category this year, catching base stealers. This pitch bounced left side, high chopper. Roop has to try to play the short hop. No chance either way. I don't think he would have been able to get the runner. It was a high plate bouncer. And that one is actually going to be ruled an error. And he might have had a chance at it. I'm not official scorekeeper, so I'm not arguing with it. It was a tough play, charging on a big high plate bouncer. And he tried to play it on the short hop, and it ate him up. So it's a 2-1 game. Silva has scored. Now, Galavis at first base. And the batter, Jake Renteria. Renteria, good-looking all-around player. Goes to Reedley College, as we mentioned. Played in 27 games for them as a freshman. 6'4", 190-pounder out of Buchanan High School. Fouls that one off. Really surprised he's not their three-hitter or something, but now that we've seen Alex Ortiz and his bat and others, realize why they have him on top of their lineup, a ball and a strike. Hit just 186 as a freshman. No homers, 7 RBI, but he hit a home run last night against the Colt 45s. He's got good pop and good speed. Off speed, that's over for a strike. 1-2. Milligan, you know, you don't get to do a lot of advanced scouting in summer collegiate, obviously. So if you get a series against a team, Colby was able to watch their hitter's approach last night and get a feel for him. That one's fouled off. Count now. Stays at 1-2. But this guy, Renteria, turned on a fastball and it made it count. He was 2-for-4 with an RBI last night. And as I mentioned, home run was one of those. Batting 378 on the year. Curveball missed away. Milligan's been about 50-50 with that curveball for the strike. Fastball on his cutter and his split finger have been pretty solid so far. 2-2 pitch coming. Let's see what he goes to. Lefty looks to first. Curveball and just making contact to stay alive, Renteria. Because it was going to be a strike. That was the big curve. We mentioned Reedley College, several players from there. They're out of North Dakota. Bouncing ball, third base. Edwards, Fields, over to second, one. Connors throw to first, just a little bit late, but turned well. Peyton Edwards had to wait for it, vacuum it up, made a nice throw, and a nice turn by McCoy, but no chance to get that runner, the very fast base runner, Renteria. So he's safe at first on a fielder's choice. Galvez is out on a 5-4. And that brings up Ethan Winter. Winter, left-handed batter out of Fresno Pacific. Batter steps out. Pitcher steps off. Now the pitcher is in the shadows. And just a little bit of sun left on the field. Lights are going to be coming on. They're warming up now. Runner going early in the count. Curveball, throw to second. No chance to get him. Scoots away. Now he's going to try for third. Tyler Thompson coming in. His throw is a little bit off the mark, but a little late. So Renteria, their leading base stealer, coming in. Steals second. Not sure that Schroeder had a chance to get him. He stole that one. Hook, line, and sinker on Colby Harrison. Renteria on the season for him. I believe that's his ninth stolen base now. Takes that one for a ball. Oh, a little baby crying. I hear something coming through our field mic. It's just a little tiny fellow. I believe he's sitting in front of me. He's maybe at his first game. Winters swings, hits it towards left, and moving to his left, making the catch with no trouble out there in left field is Tanner Tweet, and that will end the third. But the Fresno A's did get a run, one run. On one hit, one run on no hits. One hit, two errors, and one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third, see if the Colt 45s can get that one back. It's 2-1 Reading on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third, Colt 45's up 2-1 at Tiger Field. Want to encourage you, if you come out to the ballpark, pick up a copy of The Boys of Summer. Of course, the Colt 45s are a nonprofit providing family-friendly entertainment, and the program has sponsors, sponsored by Automotive Plus. So it's really nice, full color. It's got the schedule in. You can put on the board roster of players, which, of course, we're trying to keep updated for you. She did a wonderful job on the scorecard. And here's the deal. It costs a buck, and turn to the last page, and there's a dollar off a snow cone. So really, it's free if you, because you're going to get a snow cone, right? I mean, shaved ice, snow cone, whatever they call it these days. But really nice, beautiful job. Pick one of those up when you come to the ballpark. Leading things off, Chris Brew takes first couple of pitches, a ball and a strike. As we are in the bottom of the third, Colt 45's breaking the early game schneid here, and that's good news for them, getting out in front, giving Colby Milligan a little bit of a lead to work with. Brew takes a big cut, 2-1 the count. Chris with a pretty quiet three-game hitting streak. He's been up there hacking despite a leg injury. He missed a game. Swings at that one. Doesn't look good. Misses it. Strike three. That is strikeout number three on the game for Sanchez. Actually, three in a row have gone out on strikes, dating back to last inning. So it'll bring up Eric Carlson. Yeah, just there is the snow cone here. Yeah, they're making snow cones. Carlson, nice knock back in the first. Drove in the game's first run. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. He's taking a lot of pitches. He leads the club in walks. Depending on where he's been in the lineup, I mean, people know him. They remember him. They know his pedigree from Oklahoma Baptist. And he's really been pitched around, I think, a lot. And I don't know if it's frustrated him at all. He comes to the ballpark. He's the leader. And, you know, does his job. But he's been struggling to get the hits, so maybe that one will get him started. 2-0 now the count. Fastball. Ooh, he swung out of his shoes on that one, 2-1. Tanner Tweed had to go over and get that foul ball. Carlson takes another one. Three balls and a strike to count. Of course, Oklahoma Baptist, we told you, NCAA Division II tournament. Their coach, longtime coach, retired, but his son's going to take over that program. That one's thrown up there, gets away from the catcher, ball four. So Eric's at first base. In fact, one of Eric's teammates signed a pro contract after being drafted, a pitcher on that club. We'll talk to him about it sometime on one of the pregame shows. Hope you caught our pregame show tonight with Eamon Velarde, a new element of our broadcasts, trying to introduce you to the Colt 45s, of course, and manager Barrett Fasking. And we'll begin to post those online as well. We'll let you know when we do, if you didn't catch it. That brings up the right-handed hitting Tanner Tweet, flew to left, back in the first, takes the first pitch, low and away, ball, no strikes. Tweet, the right-handed batter, part of a championship club, a senior year at Red Bluff High School. The Tweet family is something. Great baseball players down there. One ball, no strike. That one pops out of the catcher's glove, and heading down to second is Carlson. So Tanner has a man in scoring position now and a 2-0 count. That one's going to be a pass ball. The catcher, I don't know if he was fooled. He had to reach up for it, and it just popped out of the old mitt. Kyle Schrodel on deck. Hitters count 2-0. Lights have come on at the ballpark. Fastball. That one was on the outside corner, called a strike. Tanner might have been looking fastball, but he wasn't looking there for it. Good-looking right-handed batter. awaits the 2-1 delivery. That one's away, 3-1. First base open, but if you are the left-hander Sanchez, you really don't want to mess around with anything like that. They have no action in their bullpen, so obviously they're trying to get more length out of Sanchez in this start. Now, they may have somebody throwing over on the side where I can't see them. They're not throwing out in the bullpen. I do see some players over there getting loose. They like to use multiple players. Their coach gets a lot of experience. It's one of the things he does, and he does have a pretty deep roster. And so Culver changed out some players quite a bit last night, Gabe, and it really had nothing. I don't think it had anything to do with the score. That pitch misses down and away. Ball four. So Tweet works a walk. Second walk of this inning, issued by Sanchez. Third walk of the game he's allowed, and now their skipper is going to come out, Tim Culver. Let's see if Culver's going to make a change, and if so, that will signal to me that they're not using the bullpen to get loose. So Culver's out there. He has not made any call to the bullpen yet, but I do see a pitcher throwing from the flat ground over there. That's kind of interesting. I got binoculars. I can still see. But he's not ready to come into this game yet. So getting a pretty good talking to. Probably a little cheering up by Tim Culver, who's trying to probably just give his pitcher time to get loose over there. Sanchez has been too close to 50-50 in the ball strike department. 34 strikes, 27 balls. And this inning, the balls have been plentiful. So you're looking at 61 pitches. And most summer college pitchers, as I've mentioned several times, 80-85 would be the max that they would probably go anyway. Two on, one out. And Schrodel takes the pitch, low, ball. So Sanchez having a hard time finding the strike zone, although he did get worked a little bit in the count by Tanner Tweet. Who is at first base? Erik Karlsson is at second. Both men walked. High kick. Fastball away. 2-0 the count. Connor McCoy on deck. And here comes a 2-0 delivery. He comes fastball. He was taken. That one was in the inside corner, 2-1. Kyle was looking for something he could stretch out on. That wasn't it. Now let's see what Sanchez brings under the 2-1 count here with one out. Off speed, breaking ball. It missed. Three balls and a strike. Pitch away from walking them full. Now the pitcher has moved on out into the bullpen. Obviously was just getting loose in a hurry over there. We'll tell you more about him in a minute. This one, pop back foul. Pitcher loosening up out there. Doesn't have a hat on. Well, you know, you never know. Does not look like the guy who came in relief last night, so I don't know if they've what they've done roster-wise. I'll tell you in a moment who we see out there throwing. Checking the runner on second. Now it's a full count on Kyle Schrodel. 3-2. The pitch, fastball, misses away. Ball four. So Sanchez has walked. The base is loaded with one out.
Number seven, Carter.
And the kid, the high school kid, Connor McCoy, coming out. He has looked very mature. Throwing in their bullpen is a guy is Eddie Rodriguez. But that guy out there wearing number 25 doesn't look like the Eddie Rodriguez we saw last night. Rodriguez last night was a little bit stockier than the 25 I see thrown in their bullpen. First pitch to Connor. Missed. The second one, he fouled back out of play. They have another number 25 on their other roster, Davidson Harley. But he's not on their pregame roster. So I don't think if he's on the scorecard that the umpire has that he's able to come in. But we'll figure it out. I see Tony Horde. photographer for the club here tonight, wearing his Giants shirt to get a dollar off that ticket on MLB night. Here's the 2-1 pitch, misses inside, 3-1. Now Tim Culver, sitting over on a bucket, looks down to the bullpen and gives the hurry up sign. He takes it, ball four, and he walk in a run. It's 3-1, Colt 45. You'll take that RBI the easy way, won't you? And are they going to make the change? Let's see. Well, yeah, they are. They've called to the bullpen. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is when we return. Colt 45's up 3-1, threatening for more. You're listening to Reading Baseball. Back after this pitching change in a moment.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back at Tiger Field, pitching change. Indeed it was Eddie Rodriguez. I really couldn't see him out there in the bullpen. He went a third of an inning last night in his first game with the Reading Colt 45s, against the Reading Colt 45s for the Fresno A's. Good-looking, stocky left-hander. He had great stuff. He just walked a guy, got into some trouble, and wasn't obviously comfortable out there. But he's a right-hander with a nice fastball and a good-looking kick. Not sure where Rodriguez is playing in college ball, but looks very strong. That was his first appearance. He gave up a hit and a walk, but no runs were charged to him last night. So Rodriguez comes in a bases-loaded situation facing the Colt 45's Andy Bayena, who's been a pretty hot hitter, and doubled in a run back in the second. I mentioned he was hitless last night, but he had good at-bats. He's really matured as this summer collegiate season has gone along. He's gotten more and more comfortable at the plate. So the lanky little right-handed batter steps in. At third base is Tanner Tweet. At second, Kyle Schrodel. And at first, Connor McCoy. And all reached in the same manner. Base on balls. Now the base umpire, Jason Davis, is calling, saying something into the dugout for the Fresno A's. Have no idea what that's about. Johnny Smith behind home plate tonight. And beautiful night at the ballpark. Colt 45's up 3-1. Bases full. One out there playing for two. Corners are in a bit. First pitch, fastball over for a strike. So the corners are in. Comebacker will come to the plate if it's either side. They're playing double play depth up the middle. So Galavis at third and Winter at first. Both are on the edge of the grass. 0-1 count, off speed, misses inside, 1-1. But Rodriguez is working very quickly for them. Next pitch. Ball and a strike coming. Bayena rocking in the box. That's a fastball low. Good block. Good save by the catcher. Naranjo. I don't know why I keep saying a V in there. Naranjo. N-A-R-A-N-J-O. If you're keeping a scorebook at home. 2-1, one strike pitch. Kind of delay on his leg kick that time. Misses high. So trying to give him a little bit of a different look. That's ball 3-1. Now clears the landing spot out on the mound, trying to get comfortable. Nobody else throwing or getting loose in the A's bullpen. Colt 45's bullpen is quiet as well. This pitch swung on, popped toward shallow center. Second baseman calls for it in shallow center field. Should have been an infield hit. Infield fly rule. Runners at first and second with less than two outs. But There you go. It was called out number two once he caught it. And that'll bring up Tyler Thompson on the pop out. Inning started when Chris Bruce struck out, but four walks in a row. And the Colt 45s have a lead and are facing a new pitcher. And Tyler Thompson at the plate, walked and singled in the second. Hit the ball well in the first, but was thrown out by the shortstop Ortiz. Rodriguez working from the wind. Big hesitation on his high lead kick. And that one swung on and missed, 1-1. So we've seen him kind of stagger the leg kick, kind of give it a different look. Otherwise, pretty compact. Brings the glove down to his belt, now rocks back and delivers. Slider outside corner, called for a strike. Hit the mitt, you're going to get it every time. Ball and two strikes to count. At third is Tweet, second Schrodel, McCoy at first. Tyler Thompson, a 1-2 pitch. Bounced up there, 2-2. Catcher kept it in front again. Naranjo. Done a nice job back there. Here comes a big pitch from Rodriguez. 2-2. Winds and delivers, swung on line towards short. Ortiz towards the hood, gets through. One run scores. Tweet scores. The throw to the plate. Schrodel slides, a high throw. He scores down to second base. Goes Thompson and over to third base. Goes McCoy. And the Colt 45s have taken a 5-1 lead.
Number 10.
There was no way Ortiz was going to run that one down. Nice piece of hitting going the other way with it. Colt 45s in batting practice today worked on using all fields. They focused on that today, and it has paid off a couple of times already. And you know what they say about walks, pitcher's worst enemy. Three guys who've walked have scored already. It's a nice RBI single by Thompson. He'll get two ribbies, went to second. On the throw to the plate. That brings up Peyton Edwards. Edwards 0-for-2. Reached on an error in the first, scored the game's first run, struck out in the second. Right-handed batter batting for the third time here in the third inning. Fouls that one back to the screen, ball and a strike. So a nice two-out clutch hit for Tyler Thompson. Colt 45's a 5-1 lead. They need this early offense. They've been missing it. Here it comes. Fastball. Golfs it into center field. Base hit. Rounding third. The first run scores. That's McCoy. And coming in to score easily is Tyler Thompson. And two-run single with two outs by Peyton Edwards. Third game in a row. He's delivered a two-run hit with two outs.
Number four.
Colt 45s lead 7-1. All four men that walked in this inning have scored. And the two out hits made the difference. Brendan Roop stands in. Brendan's 1-for-2. Edwards has good speed. We mentioned to you earlier that he has not been called on to steal a base this year. The throw over to first by Rodriguez. It's early in the game. I think you'd probably rather let Roop hit. He's the ninth batter in this inning. Takes that one high for a ball. 1-0. Ball and no strikes to count. 7-1. Colt 45s have a lead staked for Colby Milligan. Now Rodriguez steps off. Couldn't get on the same page with his catcher and trying to keep the runner at first close. That's Peyton Edwards. He's not going. Fastball away. So Rodriguez is struggling to throw strikes again. Same thing kind of happened to him yesterday. They're obviously trying to get him some innings. I mean, you can't. Those three runners he came in to inherit, that was his job to get out of it. He got one out. But it's a tough task. Well, that was a slider swung on missed. look like the fastball. He's got good arm movement. So whatever that changeup is, and it may have been the splitter. We mentioned that last night. It was something. Roop was way out in front. I was actually talking split finger with Colby Milligan earlier, and I think this was the guy we saw it last night. That's a changeup off the plate. Oh, they called a balk. He didn't rest. He just went station to station. You gotta, when you go to the stretch, you've got to hesitate. You've got to stop. So the balk puts Edwards in scoring position. Colt 45's needing breaks, and, well, they got one here. Let's see if they can take advantage. Roop, 2-1 delivery, two outs, five already in. Big kick, fastball away, ball three. Again, ninth hitter to bat here in the big third inning. And their manager's now calling time. He's going to go out there. He didn't like something that he saw. He doesn't like something, and he's talking to the bases umpire. That's Jason Davis. Johnny Smith, the plate umpire tonight. He's trying to make sure he's good on the balk call. Did he understand what the guy had done? I don't know. That may be what he's doing. He was at, then he pointed towards second base. So either that or maybe Culver was just likes to hold his belt buckle. It looked like he was trying to show how the hands came together. Then he pointed out. So maybe we'll ask Johnny what he was talking to him about later on. Or rather, Jason or their skipper, Tim Culver. Foul tip out of the catcher's glove. That's good news. It's 3-2. Full count. Two outs, five in, man in scoring position for Roop. Can he join the hit parade here in the third? Rodriguez has his sign, shakes his head, yes. Now from the belt, he kicks and delivers. Popped right side foul, out of play. Not really a slide step on him. He likes to kick his foot and literally kicks the dirt in his stretch move. So it's kind of like a, I don't know if you can run on him or not. It's just odd. Kind of kicks his foot out. That time he brought up dust. See what happens this time. Now he's got it. Shakes his head again. Has the sign 3-2. From the stretch. Kicks it. High leg kick. Fouled off right side. That's going to be out of play. Changing his leg kick depending on his pitch. Roop hanging in. One thing, you just, Roop is like a machine. He's like a Paul Molitor up there. Just doesn't change his expression. Just hits. 3-2. Two outs. A right-handed batter awaits the payoff pitch. Rodriguez looks second. Second again, now steps off. Did not like where Peyton Edwards was. And that was something that, you know, even Rick Bassetti was mentioning the other day, pitchers, it's better to do that than to try to pick a guy off at second because you almost never do it. Runner going. That's in the dirt. He was going to get to third anyway. Big turn at third for Edwards. A walk for Roop. But Edwards now at third. Men on the corners and two outs. And the cleanup hitter, Chris Brew. Chris did not have a good at-bat his last time. He can make up for it here. So a walk and a wild pitch. And yes, some rumblings in their bullpen. It's not a big hurry out there. Again, unless their pitcher's starting to get loose away from our view as Rodriguez did. Chris Brew stands in, right-handed batter, wide open stance. Takes a cut at the first pitch, hits it sharply into the left field corner, base hit. Brew's got some wheel problems. He's going to take a turn. Normally would probably have gone for 2-1 run scores, and the Colt 45s are up 8-1. But Christopher had to stop at first with the leg bothering him. Men on the corners, big two-out rally with two walks, a hit, or two hits, excuse me, a walk and a hit, all with two outs. Big stroke by Brew. And I'm telling you, that would have been a double if he could run. But right now, he's just kind of station to station. So over at third base is Brendan Roop. They batted around. Tenth hitter, Brew was the 10th hitter of the inning. Carlson, Brew led off this inning. I said back in the third. So you just kind of erased that idea. Carlson hits one down in the left field corner. It's going to be in for hit. Will it? Did he make the catch out there? And yes, he did. Wow. It was out of our view, but I thought he was going to get a hit. Hep covers some ground and had it played perfectly. Makes the catch for out number three. It was out of our view, so I just thought it was going to be a hit. So did everybody here at the ballpark. Don't get greedy, people, right? You take what you can get. A solid inning for the Colt 45s as they bat around, send 11 to the plate. They score six in this frame. That's six runs. On three hits, there were five walks issued in this frame. And two men left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. It's a feel-good thing out here at Tiger Field. A good lead for the left-hander Milligan's 8-1. Colt 45. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Leading things off here, there's our big hitting shortstop, Alex Ortiz, right-handed batter facing Colby Milligan, who misses the first couple of pitches, two balls and no strikes. Milligan staked to a nice lead here, and he's pitched well. He's been out in front of most hitters, which is what you're asking for. That pitch was a called strike on a 2-0 count, and he's only thrown 41 pitches in the game, and so should have more length than him tonight now with his nice lead. That was a fastball missed away. Again, a big lefty. Holds the glove in front of his face. Gets the sign. Rocks. Big kick. Yanks it back and fires it, but misses away. Ball four. So you just want to hope that that long inning, you know, didn't stiffen up Milligan. He issues his second walk of the game. And he'll face the right-handed hitting Ryan Naranjo. Naranjo struck out in the second. Yesterday was 0-for-1, throw over to first base. Naranjo is batting .278 for them coming into the game. No homers and four runs batted in. Right-hand batter holds the bat tight to his chest. Now pulls it back as the delivery from Milligan comes and misses away. So Colby struggling to find the strike zone here. Good lead at first for Ortiz. Not going anywhere. Swung on hit towards center. Thompson wanders over to his right. No problem. Makes the catch for out number one. Good contact. Just perfect placement for your center fielder. And that brings up the left fielder, Brandon Hepp. And again, I've sung the praises of their outfield because I really have been impressed with the ground covered. A nice play by Hepp. Out of my view down the left field corner, he was playing the Colt 45's Eric Carlson a little bit that way, but I think he just did a good job running over and making the catch. First pitch to him is fouled back out of play. Not a cloud in the sky. We're getting the nice orange sunset and the last rays of light bring a little purple-orange. We can see Lassen Peaks from here over the right field wall from my viewpoint. And Shasta down to the left. It's absolutely beautiful night at the ballpark. Oh, that one pops out of Kyle Schroedel's glove, and that's going to allow Ortiz to get down to second base. It'll be a pass ball. Ball and a strike. The count on Hap. So the little batter, Hap, stands in. Drags the bat across the plate. Taps it outside. Taps it once in the middle. Brings it up. Slightly choked up on the bat. Milligan, the big lefty from the stretch. Takes a big kick. Swung on. Hit towards right field. Bayana in the right center field gap. Coming over. He and Thompson cross over one another. Thompson makes the catch. The throw to third base on the tag was a good one, but just a hair late. I thought Bayana had it, but Thompson must have called him off at the last minute. And the center fielder is the one in charge of that. Well played. Hey, one of them was going to get it. Tyler Thompson took control, and it was a very good throw, but a speedy base runner. No sacrifice, but it does move the runner over. And that brings up Lee Chun-Wei. Lee Chun-Wei, one of the players, one of four players on their roster from Taiwan, attends Chiayi University. 5'11", 185-pounder, holds the bat high, right-handed batter. Swings and bounces it towards second. Rolls along the grass, and McCoy fields it smoothly over to first for out number three. So, no runs, no hits, no errors. A man left at third. He walked. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45s with an 8-1 lead. It's a feel-good night so far at Tiger Field. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
You hear the fans cheering for the pizza bat, the pizza box race. Just one of the many fun things that the kids can do during the games. Got a new pitcher. It's Dominic Scotty, who played third base last night. One of a half dozen players on the club from Reedley College out of Fresno. I think I mentioned earlier that Reedley might have been from North Dakota. I was wrong. That is a school from the Fresno area. University of Mary has three players on their roster from that school, and that is from North Dakota. So the new pitcher will be the right-hander, Dominic Scotty. Our first look at Scotty on the hill. His third appearance, he's thrown just an inning and two-third, allowed five hits and six earned runs. He walked three, so his ERA, you can imagine, is a little high, but no sense in rubbing that one in because he just hasn't gotten the innings yet. So let's see what he did at Reedley College. So we try to get a little bit of a feel for him. The right-hander, he's lanky. And he will stand in for the Colt 45s against Tanner Tweet. Flew to left field, walked and scored, as did four other guys. Walked and scored last inning. Tweet leading off, right-handed batter. Wind, big kick, and delivery. Fastball, misses away, a ball and no strikes. One ball, no strike count. Here comes the next pitch. Fastball low, but swung on, hit sharply towards short. Ortiz holds his ground. Fields and throws. Tweet got down the line in a hurry, but he's out by half a step, out number one.
Number five.
Battleground, Kyle Schroeder. Nice hit in the second. Scored a run. He's been on both times. He walked and scored as well in that big inning last inning. Scotty is a freshman at Reedley College. Pitched in 17 games, 16 of them as a reliever, only one start. Fastball to Schrodel is over for a strike. Had a 1-0 record with one save and a 12.96 ERA. Pitched 16 and two-thirds innings as a freshman. Steps off, and now he calls and has his catcher, Lano, go out and try to talk things over as Kyle Schrodel at the plate. Kyle, of course, been a little bit of Mr. Everything for this club and has been really valuable. He's the freshman, his brother, I believe, is the sophomore. I don't think he's junior yet, Nick. Went to Sierra College to start his college career. Now they both are at Crown College, both Schrodels. They both went to UPrep, of course, together. Kyle catching tonight. He had been catching his brother as a starter, but the last start for Nick, he did not catch him. Now, Nick has been working out of the bullpen, working on some things. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, he chased a bad one. Swings and misses. It was in the dirt. The catcher misses the tag, so he'll throw it on to first. Kyle was just trying to stay alive. He was just trying to foul it off, and he went fishing. So that's out number two, Connor McCoy. Hey, all the magic happened last inning with two outs. Most of the magic anyway. McCoy walked in a run with the bases loaded. Got a ribby. Right? You'll take it. That's his first RBI, by the way, as a Colt 45. Just his second game in the uni. Takes the first pitch for a fastball. Been very impressed with the young man. Out of high school. Played ball. Homeschooled. Played ball at the high school as well. As we mentioned in Anderson. One ball, no strike pitch. Check swing. Inside. 2-0. They've got some more action in their bullpen. It's not in a hurry. I'm just getting loose, it looks like, out there. Two ball, no strike pitch. Fastball, that one was over 2-1. Now here comes a 2-1 delivery. Two out, bases empty. Off speed, big curve ball, 2-2. Wasn't what Connor was looking for. Colt 45s have had a base runner each inning up to this point. We're in the fourth. Off speed, bounced it up there in front of the plate. 3-2. Third pitcher of the night, Scotty, for the Fresno A's. Another off speed, again fooled, much as the last hitter was. Misses it, the catcher dropped it and throws it down to first to complete the strikeout for out number three. So, Colt 45s don't add anything to the ledger now, but they're feeling good with an 8-1 lead over the Fresno A's as we get set to go to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth inning, Colby Harrison working with an 8-1 lead. Colt 45's had a big, big third inning. They scored one in the first, one in the second, six in the third. Single run scored by the Fresno A's in the third inning, but that's been it. And on the game, through those four innings, eight runs, seven hits, three errors for the Colt 45s. And for Fresno, one run, one hit, one error. Leading things up, big guy Mitch Silvis, the DH. Reached on a two-base throwing error back in the third. 0-1 pitch, that one just a little low. Started in with a curveball, missed there with the cutter, 1-1. Silvis awaiting, that one's low, 2-1. He's hitting just 143 coming in. Silvis had a pretty good freshman year at Reedley College. Takes that one for a ball, 2-1. He hit 293, a couple of homers, 22 runs batted in. The big guy. Wide stance, back deep in the box. Takes a 2-2 pitch. Oh, that was the split finger, and he missed it. Oh, he had great arm movement, and the bottom just dropped out. Strike out number two in this game for Colby Milligan. Milligan's second solid start in a row. I mean, he got tagged with a loss his last start. It was an ugly fifth inning in that game against the Ringtails. He got charged with five runs, two of them earned. But, and has shown some good stuff. Isaiah Clark comes to the plate, right-handed batter, swings and misses the first pitch. That was a curveball, just kind of sailed it high, 1-1. Big lefty facing the right-handed hitting Clark, who bunted his way on. An infield hit back in the third. Popped up. Will it stay in play? The catcher, Schroeder, goes back. He's got a shot at it, and he makes the catch. Woo-hoo! It was spinning away from him. Those are tough. But he made the catch for out number two, the foul out. And that brings up Marco Galavis. Galavis just coming out of Hoover High School. Reached on an error in the third. First pitch to him, fastball up. Hey, we mentioned tomorrow is KIXE night. PBS characters will be out and have water play features out on the lawn, too. This one bounced up the middle, over Milligan, going to his right. McCoy tries to knock it down, couldn't get to it. It just had eyes. Sometimes they do. And if you're going to get a bouncer and it goes over Milligan, you got a pretty high bouncer because he's a pretty good guy with a pretty good reach. Pretty big, tall guy with a good reach. I see my good buddy Tony Horde doing, and he is a licensed drone photographer. Getting some drone shots tonight for Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45s. All right, so with Galavis at first on the infield hit, we'll call it, the bouncer. That brings up the top of their order, and it's dangerous up there. Randall Rhea at the plate takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. So we were mentioning that tomorrow night they're going to have water play features out on the lawn next to the bocce courts for fun for the whole family. Breaking ball popped up, should be in play. It's in fair territory. The third baseman coming over, and Peyton Edwards squeezes it for out number three in the grass. So, no runs a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Bottom of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field, Colt 45s up 8-1 over the Fresno A's. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Things are rolling along nicely here at Tiger Field. Bottom of the fifth. Colt 45's up 8-1. They got past that ugly fifth inning. It's 5-6 have been buggers for them the last couple of games. So hopefully that will continue. Will not continue tonight, as they got a nice comfortable lead. Third pitcher of the game in for the A's is Scotty. It's Baena, Tyler Thompson, top of the order, and Peyton Edwards. On a nice night at the ballpark, nice crowd. Lots of our friends are out here tonight, and if you couldn't make it out tonight, if you're listening along here, let me know. Wave your hand. I'd love to remind you to come out to the ballpark, bring your headphones, and you can just stream us live. Baena bunts the first pitch up the third baseline, fielded and thrown and gets away, but Baena beat it out. Galvez was playing pretty deeply, got to the ball well, but he was just not going to get Baena. Bunt single for Andy. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Colt 45 is pulling some tricks out of the bag. It's good to see. Getting their confidence against a good-looking Fresno club. They got beat by them last night. Fresno has played well tonight. I mean, they've made some strong – they're a strong-looking college club. Colt 45 starting to look more like themselves a little bit right now. Here's Tyler Thompson. He's had a good night so far. He's 1-for-2. Been on base twice. Had a two-out, two-run single the other way in the third. Takes one high, a ball and no strike. Some action starting out in the Colt 45's pen, but no big hurry, it doesn't look like. I'm not sure where Milligan is on his pitch count. But he's only allowed two very soft hits. That one fouled back, ball and a strike now on Thompson. Where's those red gloves from the University of Utah? He's from Utah. Runner going here, swung on, popped left side, out of play. Looked like a little hit and run there. Count now at 1-2. Colt 45s, no, you need all the runs you can get. Nobody out here. They do have somebody working in the bullpen, but he looks like he's just working with a coach. He's not throwing. So for now, Scotty is the pitcher. Steps off the rubber. Now he'll get back together with his catcher. Tyler just choking up just a hair on the bat with the ball and two strikes. Left-handed batter awaits. 1-2 pitch. Runner not going. Inside misses. 2-2. Really a beautiful night. Got to be a great weekend. I know a lot of you will be out on the lake, and you know, maybe after you cool off, come out to the game tomorrow night. Throw over to first, Baena, back in standing. Coaches, of course, for the Colt 45s, Justin Sabin over at third. And Brett Miller over at first. Pitcher again steps off. Now back on. Two ball, two strike pitch. Everybody's ready now. Baena back to a decent lead. He's not going. Thompson swings, hits it solid, but pops it up towards center field. Left and center converge, and the catch is made by their left fielder, Hep. That's out number one. He kind of slid on the grass a little bit. I was surprised that Renteria didn't call him off of it. Really looked more like it was Renteria's ball, but they're kind of talking it over out there. So with one out, Peyton Edwards comes to the plate. Brendan Roop on deck. Peyton, right-handed batter, he's really coming into his own. Takes the first. Oh, no, throw over to the first. He's safe back in there. Now, finally, going to have a delivery. Baena pretty good lead. Is he ever going to throw to the plate? Now he does. Fastball. It's over for a called strike one. Peyton Edwards, Shasta College. Runner going here. That looked like the hit and run. He laces it into left field for a hit. And Bayena's going to try for third. Slides in head first. And what's the call? The ump fell. They called him out. He gave the out sign while he'd slipped out there. It was a perfect throw. I mean, Bayena was running on the play, taking a chance, and just did not get in there. It was well executed. So he's out 7-5. He's still got a runner at first base, but two outs now. Hep's throw was right on the money, and Galvez made the tag. So now Edwards at first. Been on base three times tonight. Right-handed batter Roop takes a bouncer up there, gets away from their catcher, and easily moving over to second is Peyton Edwards on the wild pitch. Roop's 1-for-2 tonight. Edwards taking his time, getting the lead at second. Now he's off. That was a cutter up. Had a little wiggle on it. 2-0. Here comes the 2-ball, no strike pitch. Scotty is very deliberate this inning. Big leg kick, big curve, almost hit him. Count 3-0. Rube doesn't even look down to the coach's box. I'm pretty sure he's an awfully smart hitter. I don't know if they give him the red light automatic on 3-0 or what. Most good hitters. He looked like he was going to whack at it. It was away, though. Ball 4. So, men on first and second. Another walk. Colt 45's had some two-out fun tonight.
Number 24.
Chris Brew joined that fun back in the third. He batted twice and had a horrible start to the inning. But then was the 10th batter and ripped one into the left field corner that, if his leg wasn't bothering him, would have almost certainly been a double. But it was an RBI single. He'd take the same here with two on and two outs. Scotty looks to second. Big kick inside. Misses ball one.
No.
Colt 45's got him on the ropes. There's a 1-0 pitch. Grounded to short. Ortiz Fields flips it to second, and that will end the inning. So no runs, two hits, no errors, and a couple of guys left on base. We go to the top half of inning number 6. Colt 45's up 8-1. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's up 8-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Colby Milligan in his sixth inning of work. Big left-hander will face the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup for the Fresno A's. 8 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for the Colt 45s, 1-2-1 for the A's. Winter bats left against the left-hander. Milligan starts him with a breaking ball. It's away, 1-0. So Colby at the 63 pitch mark. So still well within his pitch count. That one misses ball two. Hey, next Thursday's a big one to put on the schedule. It's the 20th. It'll be Country Night. And the Colt 45 salute our North State rodeo heritage. Cowboy up, wear your hat, boots, shirt, buckle. Get $1 off your general admission ticket. That's next Thursday. That's this coming Thursday, the 20th. Rodeo Queens and Cowboys. We'll have Billy Pilgrim will be out here, another radio station. But, hey, we love Billy. And world champion barrel racer Nellie Miller. That's right. World champion barrel racer Nellie Miller. We're throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Something else to put on your to-do list. That's next Thursday night here at Tiger Field. Next pitch misses. It's a ball, 3-0. Schrodel had gone out to have a little quick chat with the big lefty. Winter holds the bat close, and that one wasn't even close. Got away from Milligan, and he's not happy with himself. Calling for the ball back right away, and ball four. So a leadoff base runner here in the sixth. They had a leadoff runner in the third. Reached on a throwing error. And Colby Milligan walked the leadoff guy in the fourth, but didn't hurt him. Left him on third. So Winter at first. And Alex Ortiz, who looks like the little poppy. I mean, he's not David Ortiz, but man, he's got some sock. He's a right-handed hitter, though. Checks his swing. Slow roller, third base side. Charging Peyton Fields and throws. He gets him. Nicely done by Peyton Edwards. That was an excuse-me swing by Ortiz. The runner does move up to second base, but well played by Peyton Edwards. That brings up Ryan Naranjo, 0-2. Little right-handed catcher. I say little, and he wears, he's a slight guy. For a catcher, a lot of times he'll be bigger, and he's wearing a pretty good-sized jersey, pretty good-sized pants. It kind of looks like he's, you know, maybe smaller than he is. But he's played well the two games this weekend. Awaiting the first pitch from Colby Milligan. Good-looking fastball. Swings. Pops it right side. Hooking. Flying. In fair territory. Baena can't get it. And he had to kind of stumble and dive for it. It'll fall for a hit. And he went a long way. And just at the last second, it was hooking. And he overplayed it just a hair and wasn't able to make the catch. Tough luck on that one. It'll be a hit. And you'll tell you should have had it probably, though. And that'll bring up Brandon Hepp. So at third base is Winter. At first, Naranjo on the very weird play. And it was uncertain if it was going to fall in foul territory, but where it hit Baena, where he made contact, where the ball was when he made contact with it, was in fair territory. First pitch, Hepp fouls back out of play. So that is just the third hit of the game off of Milligan, and none of them, knock on wood, none of them have been line drives. One, a bouncer up the middle over his head, just bounced over his head. Another was an infield hit on a bunt. Runner going here, bounced towards second. McCoy has one play. It's to first base. The run will score, but they get the out at first. So Winter scores. They traded it out for a run there. At second base, Hepp was running on the play, so that took the double play out of it and wasn't hit sharply enough. But well played. Really impressed with the young kid McCoy, who's just had those nerves opening night, his first game a couple of games ago, and just looked like a veteran tonight. So with the man at second base, Hepp, that brings up the left-handed hitting Lee Chun-Hui. Actually, what did I miss there? Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry. The runner at second is actually Naranjo. You already figured that out, right, people? It's Nerano at second, and Hep was out at first. Big off speed. He was way out in front on that. Chun Wei, a ball and a strike now to count. The left-handed batter. Taps the outside of the plate. Drags it across. Touches the center. Now he's ready. Waits on his back foot in the box. Milligan from the stretch. Time is called. Milligan was already thinking about delivering, and umpire gave the batter the benefit of the timeout there. Now he's ready again. He being the batter, Milligan has the sign. Comes to the belt. Doesn't look at second this time. Goes fastball. That one was up. I tell you, and this batter, I'm not sure he's wearing anything on his elbows, but guys in the college level, they throw themselves in front of pitches to get hit so much. It's really almost ridiculous. He was sticking his arm out. The ball wasn't even close. Swung on. Driven towards left. Backing up over there is Tweet on the track. He'll make the catch. We're out number three. So the A's get one on one hit and a man left on base. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's up 8-2 on Fresno. This is KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Here in the bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45, or rather the Fresno A's, making a defensive change, coming in at second base. Chris Tedinga in for Lee Chun Wei. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Colt 45's holding on to an 8-2 lead. Action out in the bullpen. Billy Plummer out there working. Bill Plummer working with he and the big lefty. Kronowski is also out there. He's not throwing, but they are talking. Billy comes into the game in relief. Tell you a little bit about his story, working with a renowned pitching coach recently. Hopefully that's helping him as well. And as we start things off, leading it off is Eric Carlson. Eric's 1-for-2, singled in a run in the first, walked and scored in the third. And great running catch by their left fielder, Hep. On a ball he drove out there in that long inning. Batted twice in the third. Takes a cut at that one, a ball and a strike. Ball and a strike to count on a beautiful, cool, clear evening. Not cool. Guess you can't call it that. For us, it is in the North State. Very comfortable. Great night for baseball. That one misses low. 2-1. Scotty, the third pitcher, working his third inning. Things got out of control in a good way for the Colt 45s with six. They batted around in that third. Fastball. That was a little bit up. And Scotty is begging for it. Didn't like it. Didn't like that he didn't get the call. I think they're calling for some more cowbell out here. You can hear it. Three balls and a strike to count. Eric Carlson awaits. Fastball up and away. Ball four. Colt 45s have another base runner. I'd like that. They've only gone down in order once tonight. In fact, they've had the leadoff hitter on. Well, let's see. Not every inning, but all but two innings. All but three innings. Not a significant number. The bottom line is they've had some clutch two-out hits. They certainly had some big two-out hits in that big third. So Tanner Tweed at the plate, right-handed batter, has some pop. Throw over. Carlson had about a one-step lead. So Scotty clearly just was doing what he was told. Make sure you throw once over there. It's a good night for the snow cones. It's a good night for the ice cream. Excellent ice cream out here. That one's called a strike. Tonight was tri-tip night. Thursday nights are pulled pork. That is actually one of our PA announcers, Baron Browning. His favorite is the pulled pork. Tri-tip night, that's probably already gone. Sorry to any of the players who are hoping to get some leftovers. Not going to happen. Pizza on Sunday nights. No Sunday pizza this week, though. Off-speed swung on, line towards second. Dropped there by the second baseman. He's going to have a force there because the runner had to hold at first. The second baseman, who just came into the game, and Terenga. And he just kind of needed to beat it with a stick. I mean, he was going to get the out anyway because the runner had to freeze on the line drive. He didn't want to get caught off and doubled off. So Carlson's still at first. Tweed is now at first on the fielder's choice. And it just goes down as a 4-6 in the book. Right-handed pitcher from the belt. Big kick. Tweed not really in a steal situation here. Colt 45s wouldn't mind getting something going, but Schrodel takes first pitch for a strike. Kyle 1 for 2 tonight. Scored twice. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses. Scotty shakes his arm, his hand, as he gets the sign. Decent lead at first for Tweet. Big kick, and he almost throws it to the backstop, but well played by the catcher. They also have a catching change. Wei Chen is in for Naranjo. Just have to get these changes when you get them. They just, a lot of times, they, as I mentioned, they being the Fresno A's, make quite a few changes. They like to get a lot of guys in games. Schrodel kind of waved at that one half-heartedly, and he's going to be hitting the strike on it anyway, 2-2. Kind of an excuse-me swing. So the count at 2-2 now. Tweeted first, one down. Colt 45 is looking for some insurance here in the sixth. And the fastball is outside and low. The count's now full. Connor McCoy on deck. Looking in for the sign. Scotty has it. Tweet is going. High fastball misses, ball four. So second walk in this inning with just one out. Colt 45's got a little something going.
Number seven.
With the way Andy Bann has been swinging the bat, you could even think about having Connor move him over, but my guess is they'll give the kid a chance to hit. Up 8-2. Scotty at the 37-pitch count, so they got somebody up getting loose out there. As I mentioned earlier, Billy Plummer has been warming up out in the Colt 45's pen, so Milligan might be done, but I'm not sure for the night. He's nearing an 80-pitch count, 80-ish. Foul ball, you heard the excitement. It bounced over in the first base grandstand area. There are quite a few fans out here from Fresno, and I'm sure we'll see more tomorrow making the trip up. And those of you listening at home, we do appreciate you listening in on the radio. No balls and a strike to count. Scotty looks to second. Now, big breaking ball, and he hit him. McCoy spun out of the way. I don't think there was any way he was going to miss getting hit there, but the pitcher is complaining to the umpire that, hey, he just turned around and let it hit him in the back. I don't know that he was going to get out of the way of that one. If it's a fastball, he might just have gone down to his knees. But it's a breaking ball. You don't know it's going to hit you. And now we're getting a little bit of argument from Tim Culver about the same thing. And it was, you know, I thought it was, I didn't think it was as bad as some we have seen this year where players almost step into it. But he spun around. He made a pretty dramatic dance move on it. And it didn't hit him hard. Just grazed him. So our first hit batter of the night. We can all breathe easier because we have now had a... I've got to look this one up. Feels like we've had a hit batter in every game. The Colt 45s have had 35 batters hit by pitches this season in 14, now 15 games. You do the math there. So Andy Bayena at the plate with the bases loaded. Off speed, takes it. It's over for a strike. Scotty is not happy. He's demonstrably frustrated. Working a little quicker now. Gets the ball back. Bayena is in. Infield in on the corners. Back for two up the middle. Good job by the catcher to keep it in front of him there. Wei Chen. Ball and a strike to count. Just one out. The A's are dreaming about a twin killing. Bayena, would like to see a fastball, I'm guessing. Let's see what he gets. 1-1, off speed, good pitch, just missed. 2-1. Love seeing the families out here, the little ones, as I mentioned earlier. We got a little toddler, a couple of rows in front of me, definitely. Probably first game. Maybe not. Certainly, if it could have been at more than one game, but having a blast. That pitch is a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Bayena looked like he was taking it. Roop on deck. Bayena waits. Now he's in. Slightly choked up on the bat. Scotty kicks and delivers. Check swing, excuse me, right side. First baseman fields, pitcher can't get there, all hands are safe. Well, you know what? Payback. Same kind of hit they got earlier on the Colt 45s. An infield hit by Andy Bayena. And the Colt 45s press another one home. And, I mean, Winter over first, there was nothing he could do about it. It just was not hit sharply enough, and his pitcher didn't get off the mound quickly enough to get over to first base. Bayena's got good speed. You'll take it, won't you? Hit a bunt single in the fifth, and now gets another infield hit, a three-hit night for Andy. Tweet scores, makes it 9-2. Over at third now is Kyle Schroedel. At second, Connor McCoy. And at the plate, Tyler Thompson batting for the fifth time tonight. At the plate for the fifth time. He's 1-for-3. They're still playing the corners in on the grass, at least the first base corner, and playing double play up the middle. And they're having a little chat. Now their middle infielders are coming in on the grass, which, frankly, at this point, probably makes more sense.
Just hit it.
9-2 the score. Off speed, gets away from the catcher. Runner trying to score. Schroedel goes down. He's safe. Catcher got to the ball in a hurry, and Scotty was coming in, but Kyle committed. And the Colt 45s add another one. 10-2. Got a little reset on the scoreboard, but we got it. We got you. It's all right. No panic. They've added a couple here now in the sixth. And everybody moved up. Infield still in. Thompson still batting. Swings and drives it towards right field. Clark going back. He turns. Touch him out. Tyler Thompson.
Tyler Thompson.
the little Ute goes yard. Tyler Thompson's doing it all for the Colt 45s. There was no doubt about that one. A big fly, three-run homer, and the Colt 45s lead 13-2. Well, you got to feel good for that guy in this club now. Five runs here in the sixth, and Scotty's still out there, and he's going to face Peyton Edwards, who's had a good night as well. He's 2-for-3.
Somebody hit the wrong button.
And that is Tyler Thompson's first home run with the Colt 45s. And now we're going to have their pitching coach come out as they try to get somebody loose in a hurry. Looking at Tyler's year with Utah. You know, Tyler, we mentioned to you, those of you may recall, that Tyler served his church mission work. So he got into his college career at Utah just a little bit late. So he's one of the older players on the team. And he's been a leader. He's been a real great player. He just finished his freshman season, but he's a little older than most. Played in just 17 games, but was an All-State performer and one of their big recruits at Utah out of Lone Peak High School. Originally signed back in 2015. But, boy, he's having a fun summer. That first pitch to Peyton Edwards as they're ready to get back to it. Misses low, a ball. So Tyler Thompson goes yard tonight. Good for him. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball foul back. The crowd's getting some fun tonight. Trying to keep up with the scoreboard tonight. They've scored five in this inning. Scoreboard actually says 14-2, but it's 13-2. Just misses inside. Edwards now waiting on a 2-1 pitch. It's 13-2. They got one in the first, one in the second. The Athletics answered with one in the third, and Colt 45s answered with a floodgate, six in the bottom of the third. Another run for Fresno in the top of the sixth. And the Colt 45s have plated five with just one out here in the sixth. 3-1 count coming now. Edwards swings and misses that one. 3-2. Colt 45s could bat around for the second time in this game. Thompson's their sixth. Excuse me, was their sixth batter, eight. Edwards is their seventh. And that one is on the outside corner. Called strike three. That was in the perfect spot. Scotty kind of trying to right the ship. Again, they had somebody throwing. He has now come in. They may just be saying, Scotty, you're going to get your pitches. It's mop-up time. Brendan Roop now comes to the plate. Eighth hitter of the inning. Walked in the fifth. First pitch, takes it for a strike. Scotty's thrown 54 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Roop. Inside, misses. 1-1. Boy, Billy's thrown about two innings out there in the bullpen. Billy Plummer has, getting ready. But he should be ready. He's, I believe, going to come in and replace Harrison. Popped up, Milligan, out of play, right behind us on the third base side. The ball and two strikes to count. Roop had a single back in the first. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch. Scotty delivers breaking ball, just misses high and away. 2-2 the count. Here we go. They're playing him shallow in center, but that's the way Renteria plays it. Shallow and right. Roop's got power. That one's bounced about 4 feet in front of the plate, and the count now full. Colt 45's hoping tonight's the night they snap this three-game losing streak. They've got 13 on the board now. 13-2 swung on, hit sharply, third but foul. Walks have certainly killed the pitchers on the Fresno A side, but Colt 45's have had some clutch hits. None bigger than Tyler Thompson's three-run homer in this inning. Fastball, that one's low, and that's ball four. Roop draws the walk. And this will be the ninth batter of the inning. Colt 45's bat around for the second time in this game. And we're going to have a visit to the mound now for Tim Culver. And I'm not sure what they're going to do because the guy they had warming up isn't out in the bullpen. Maybe he's ready. Maybe they're going to bring in a position player, somebody that's already in the field. Well, we're about to find out. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is when we return. Colt 45's got him on the ropes. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keeps shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches, throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadyCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
So the new pitcher is going to be Galaviz. He's coming over from third base. We'll see who's going in to play third base here in just a second. Barrett Faskin getting the position changes from the home plate umpire. Colt 45 is up 13-2 right now. We mentioned the walk has really killed the A's pitching staff. They have walked 10 tonight. Ouch. And a bunch of them have scored. Too many for me to count. I could. I will. But Colby Milligan, I believe his day would be done. And I tell you what, it was a beautiful night pitching. He gave up only 3 hits, and all of them were kind of cheap. None of them were hit hard. 2 runs, and the only run scored on him was unearned. He gave up 2 runs and 1 earned run and walked 3, struck out 2. And since Billy Plummer's been getting loose and ready, and it's been a long, cold inning. We're nearing his pitch count anyway. I'm guessing that pitching change has already happened. So Chris Brew, the ninth hitter of this inning to come to the plate. And the home plate umpire, Johnny Smith, decided he just didn't like the dirt on the plate. And so he cleaned that. As Galaviz gets set to pitch. First pitch, called strike. I am sure that is what their manager, Tim Culver, wants. Still haven't gotten the name of who's at third. I tell you, he's got a beard. I don't know if that helps us. 0-1 count. Another fastball, 0-2. I don't believe they moved Scotty over. So I don't actually know who that's at third. Figure it out in a minute. They may have actually moved Hep in. 0-2 delivery. pretty good looking pitch. Boy, it didn't miss by much. Yeah, it does look like they've moved Hep in from left field, and they've got a new left fielder. He's at third base. Hep is. Runner at first is Root. Sidearm that time, just missed. This guy's all around the plate, though. And that's what I'm sure that Culver, their manager, wants. The aforementioned walk plague that has killed the A's tonight. Swung on, hit, hacked down the left field line. Will it stay in the park? No, it won't. Chris Brew just hacked at that thing, and a line drive over just about 20 feet fair inside the Erlinger steel foul pole down the left field line. I mean, it was just a matter of, is it going to stay fair? It never got more than 20 feet off the ground, if that. A big fly for Chris Brew, his second homer of the season, and the Colt 45s add two more. Second home run of this inning.
Number eight.
And it's Eric. 15-2.
Carlson.
So Eric Carlson now bats with the bases empty. Now I guess you can close the book now on Scotty. 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. First pitch. Actually, the umpire asked for some more baseballs. Needs help with it. First pitch was a ball. Their starter, Sanchez, J.J. Sanchez, 2 1/3, 4 hits, 6 runs, 5 earns, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. Rodriguez went 2/3, 3 hits, a couple of runs, both earned a walk. Scotty went 2 2/3, 4 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. And the guy came in to relieve him, just gave up a bomb. That one's bounced up there. So the wheel's falling off a little bit for Galaviz now. As the Colt 45s have batted around for the second time tonight. That one's over for a called strike on a 2-0 count. This is Galaviz's game now to mop up. I'm not sure he'll be asked to go the rest of the way, but nobody's getting loose out there. Sidearms one in there. It's missing outside, 3-1. Eric's officially 1-for-2 tonight. Ooh, he took a big swing at that one. 3-2.
That got a car.
Payoff pitch coming. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Sidearm that one. It got away from the catcher. Carlson goes down to first with a walk. His second walk of this inning. And Tanner Tweaks, the 11th batter in this inning. He reached on a fielder's choice, later scored in the sixth. So that's 11 walks now, I believe. Oh, I can't keep track. 11 walks for the Colt 45s. Tanner Tweaks. Steps in, first pitch strike, 0-1. Boy, did they need this kind of night. That one's low. They'd like to get more hits than walks, I think, though. But you take what you can get, right? Ball and a strike to count. A 7 spot on the board. You're in the 6. Swung on, hit sharply up the middle. Second baseman to his right can't get to it. It'll be a hit. And the Colt 45s have runners on first and second. Infield hit for Tweet. Really, their second baseman is going to his right, and Tadenga just kind of threw some leather at it, but I don't think he had a chance to get him. So it's second base is Carlson. At first is Tweet. Schrodel up. 2 outs. Kyle had to take off the catching gear. He had the shin guards on with 2 outs. And Galaviz misses. He's dropping more sidearm now as he's moving through the pitch count. I mean, when the inning started, I don't think Galaviz thought he was going to be in there pitching. That's a fastball over. But he came into the game, and he's already thrown 16 pitches. And 8 of them balls. 1-1. He was throwing strike sharp when he started, that's for sure. There's another strike, 1-2. So he's kind of going back three-quarter now instead of more the sidearm. And seems to have better trajectory with it. Short arms, that one, and misses. 2-2. Everybody in their infield is heading down to first. They thought they were going to get called third strike. Not sure that's the body language you want, but in a 15-2 game. Here we go, 2-2, the count. The fastball misses away, 3-2. It's full. Kyle Schrodel at the plate. Connor McCoy would bat next. Fastball popped up, foul, out of play, right side. Kyle with a two-hit game already. He's been on base 3 of his 4 times tonight. A one-hit game tonight, I'm sorry. And that one is indeed strike 3. So the inning does end. Colt 45 sent a dozen to the plate. And, yeah, they score a bunch. Let's add them up. 2, 4, 7 runs in this inning. 2 home runs, their first 2-homer game of the season. Homers by Thompson and Brew in the midst of all that. Colt 45's up 15-2. Now we go to the top of the 7th, and you're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Billy Plummer's your new pitcher. Colby Milligan had a sterling effort tonight. He went 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts, and I will tell you, those 3 hits were not anything to worry about. None of them were hard hit balls, and it was as well pitched a game as we have had this year for the Colt 45. So he is the pitcher of record, and he gives the ball off to the big right-hander, Billy Plummer. Now, Billy, you remember as a catcher with Shasta College and in high school and so on. Well, he's giving pitching a shot this summer, and he's giving it his all. In fact, Billy and his dad have been working with Tom House, the legendary Major League pitching coach. He works with young pitchers. House was a left-handed pitcher. I used to watch him pitch for the Atlanta Braves when I was a kid. Remember him for having glasses, being a little guy, being a really smart dude. And he also, you know this trivia already, I know my dad does, he caught, when the Braves bullpen was out in left field, Henry Aaron's record-breaking home run at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. He actually caught it out in the bullpen. And he's been working with Billy on his pitching. And, you know, we'll learn more about what they were concentrating on and looking at. Billy's been up and down, which you would expect, you know, since trying things, since coming out of the bullpen or working for the Colt 45s as a pitcher, because it's a new experience for him at this level. His last outing, Billy pitched an inning and struck out one guy, and that was back on June 5th against the Crabs. A couple of days before that, his previous appearance was not as good. Gave up a big bomb and one hit. It was a homer. Walked 6. And that was the forgettable experience. So there's been good and bad, like any young pitcher trying to learn at this level, but he's got the great body, the great arm, knows baseball, and he looks really Like he's more comfortable already right there. He's facing. I believe there's a pinch hitter here. Indeed, this is part of their changes in their lineup when they Brandon Schultz, who I believe went into left field. But he's batting in Silva's spot. So Schultz hitting here in the seventh. He's a right-handed batter, batting for the first time for the Fresno A's. First pitch was a strike. Now Billy and Nick Schrodel are together, and the fastball, boy, zipped it right by him. 0-2, Billy's fastball looking good. Schultz hitting 235, no homers, one run batted in. He has 17 at-bats for the Fresno Athletics Club this summer. Holds the bat high, but his head takes a good half but fouls it out of play. Count staying at 0-2. There's Billy Plummer pitching. Shasta College, went to Foothill High School in Palisadro. He's a big kid. Not a kid. 6'3", 205, big man. He shakes his head, working exclusively from the stretch here. 0-2 pitch. Big kick, delivers. That was a breaking ball. Didn't like it, and it got away from Schrodel, but no harm, no foul. Ball and two strikes, the bases are empty. We spoke with Eamon Velarde before the game in our pregame show. So we're trying to get you to join us at 7 o'clock on game day, 6 o'clock on Sunday game days, though we do not have a Sunday game this week. We are interviewing either manager Barrett Fasking or one of his players or coaches, so you can get to know the Colt 45s. Ball and two strikes to deliver. Good cutter. Fouled back out of the play. Count stays at 1-2. So Billy's throwing strikes. Wearing the stirrups high, or wearing the, you can see his stirrups. Old school, black stockings. Billy has a short sleeve, black undershirt. As we mentioned, Colt 45s and the all whites tonight. 1-2, big kick, big curve, called strike three. Well, Billy really looks comfortable out there. He got a long time to warm up, too, in that long inning, but his breaking ball, he made whatever adjustment he could there. One batter, one strikeout. And that'll bring up, let's see who's up next, because this is some of those changes that they've made. Ah, my favorite name on the team, and I mean this very seriously, Andrew Di Giovanbattista out of West Hills College is at the plate. Little guy, 5'10", 165, and though I did challenge that height last night, I think Andrew might be just a little bit shorter than that, but that's okay. ADG, Andrew DG. Giovanbattista takes the first pitch for a ball, holds the bat high above his head, parallel to the ground. Good cut, fouls it back. Again, they like to get as many players as they can in the game. He was 0-for-1 last night, finished the game in right field. Ball and a strike to count. Wide stance. Bat high, parallel, above his head. Takes that fastball. And it sure sounded like a strike. But no hand was raised. It was a ball. Huh. We're getting mixed signals, Johnny. Johnny Smith, the home place umpire. Two ball, one strike count. Here it comes. Billy Plummer delivers. That one's high. Now it's 3-1. Billy's had a nice rhythm so far. One down here, top of the seventh. Colt 45's up 15-2. Plummer trying to get in a rhythm. Fastball, fouled that one back. Now we're full, 3-2. Looks like he's got a nice compact delivery. Again, muscle memory is the biggest thing when you're just kind of becoming a full-time pitcher at this level. So working with a pitching coach, I'm sure, will be helpful to Billy Plummer. 3-2 delivery coming. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, it hit him. They tried to throw something in there. That was not the result he wanted. Hit batter. And let's see. It's going to be Marco. Their pitcher started the game at third. Galavis, right-handed batter. It's a 278 coming into the game. He's one for two tonight. Got one of the hits. It was just a chopper, high bouncer over Milligan, the starting pitcher, and he got a hit out of it. He holds the bat close. His back flapped down a little bit. Now he holds the bat up, takes it high for a ball, 1-0. I would be shocked if Isaiah Clark's going anywhere. Billy, they're not holding him on. And Shuttle's shown off a pretty good gun tonight, but you're worried about getting outs at the plate when you have a 15-2 lead. One down, Plummer, runner is going. No throw, although it wasn't indifference. Schrodel was going to throw it down there, but I don't know that he would have a chance of getting Clark. It'll be a stolen base then. You won't get pitcher indifference or home team indifference there because they were showing they were going to go for the throw. He just couldn't get the handle on it. So stolen base, man at second, one out, Galavis at the plate. Starts with the bat tight against his back shoulder. And then raises his hands back, gets the flap out, and holds the bat up a little bit more. 2-0 pitch. Bounces it up the middle. Billy Plummer knocks it down. Pounces on it. Slips, rights himself, and throws. And he got it. Great job by Billy Plummer of catching his breath. He knocked it down. He slipped. And instead of trying to throw from the slipped position, he got his foot right and made the throw to first. Still able to get Galavis. So well done. The runner had to hold it second. Goes down as a 1-3 in the book, second out of the inning. But well played by Billy. That brings up Jake Renteria, their leadoff hitter. And after the big night he had last night, he's 0 for 3 tonight. He did steal a base after reaching on a fielder's choice. Breaking ball, first pitch. Didn't miss by much. Ball and no strikes. Good night for the home folks so far. Ball, no strikes to count. I don't know what that was, another one of his breaking balls, but it looked ugly. And Billy bounced it up there, and Schrodel stopped it. So the runners weren't able to move anywhere, but Billy was trying something there. He's wearing the short sleeve on the left side and the long arm sleeve, whether it's a compression sleeve or he's got one cut long and short, who knows. But either way, his pitching arm is covered. 2-0. Swung on, missed. He went fastball. Like some more of that. Who needs cowbell when you got a fastball? 2-1 to count. Winter is due up next. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Another good fastball. That one fouled back. 2-2. As I said, only three hits in this game, one in the third, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth off of Milligan. Plummer's hit a batter here in the seventh, but has two down and a 2-2 count on the dangerous Jake Renteria, their leadoff hitter. Runner going to third now, fastball up, 3-2. That one could be ruled in defensive indifference. Old school, new school, however you want it. We'll probably just give him a stolen base. But counts full, two outs. Plummer's attention is right where it needs to be, on the batter. Working exclusively from the stretch. Big kick, nice fastball, just missed away. Good location, didn't miss by much. So Billy walks Renteria. Now Ethan Winter due to the plate. He's a left-handed batter. I'm sorry to 20-pitch inning for Plummer, but looking at the positives here, he has men on the corners. Renteria, good base runner. I would imagine since they're not really paying attention to these runners for obvious reasons, Eric Carlson kind of showed, hey, if you want to throw over here, I can sneak in behind him. Either that or he was trying to get Renteria's attention and deke out Renteria. First pitch, well, that missed by much, a ball in those strikes. Billy's around the plate, except for that one breaking ball he bounced up there, which didn't really hurt him, I don't think. 1-0 pitch. Runner's going. Fastball got him. Throw down to second. It's a good one, but the shortstop Roop was actually coming in to cut that off, thinking they may try the double steal. They didn't. Runner holds at third. Renteria is safe at second. A ball and a strike to count now on the left-handed batter, Ethan Winter. And again, with a 15-2 lead, you're just concentrating on that guy. Just you and your catcher. Lost his arm slot a little bit there. Went more sidearm. Goes 2-1 now in the count. Actually, you just really would like to not see Alex Ortiz after the way he hit the ball last night. Just soon see him next inning. He's on deck. 2-1. Bounce that one up there. 3-1. Billy trying to spin that one a little bit too much. Didn't get there. Wasn't comfortable. No breeze. Flag is resting comfortably against the pole in center field. Men on second and third, two outs, and a big lead for the Colt 45s. Billy Plummer getting the work in. Let's see what he delivers. Swung on, broken bat, rolled right side. Plummer covers it first. Eric at Carlson fields it, throws it to Plummer there. He's late. The run scores. In fact, both runs score. Plummer was just a little late getting off the mound, a hair, and Carlson had to field it. I mean, he and McCoy are talking now because Connor was over there. Connor may have been saying, hey, I could have gotten that ball. Again, working together for the first time, all three of those guys, because Connor's only in his second game. Coming out of high school where you kind of are the man, you do everything, you've got to learn kind of what the strategy would be here at the college level. So they got a man on first. It's now 15-4, and I didn't want to see Ortiz because, boy, he's got a fastball swing, takes the first one high for a ball. Not sure what they ruled that one. I'll check it in a second. They're going to give him an infield hit on that, which is, I don't know what else you could rule it. Ortiz, a ball and a strike now to count. King actually giving signs from the third base box. I guess they figure, hey, they got a couple of more at-bats after this. Stranger things have happened. 15-4. Carlson not holding him on. Ortiz, late swing on that one. Hacked at it. A ball and two strikes. So he's not really caught on to Plummer yet. Let's see what Billy delivers. The curveball's been so-so for him. He's had some good ones and some not-so-good ones. Fastball's been solid. And he has thrown the change a couple times. Runner going. That's the big curve, and it almost hit him. Backed him off the plate. 2-2. So the runner's safe at second. They didn't even give him a look. In a 15-4 game. You're looking for outs here. Alex Ortiz, their three-hole hitter. He is hitless tonight. Fastball. It was a good one. Outside corner, and it is called strike three. Boy, and the batter is drawing a line, and he just got thrown out of the game. Alex Ortiz just got tossed from this game. He showed up the umpire. So, strike three. They get a couple of runs, but it's 15-4 going to the stretch. This is KCNR and 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday, a Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Ortiz thrown out of the game, so they've got some changes defensively. We'll figure them out. Looks like DeJuan Bautista is gone to second base. Wow. If I'm reading correctly, their second baseman, Terenga, has moved to shortstop. So we're trying to get all those changes for you.
Number seven.
They're just deciding who's going to play where. Okay, so. All right, so we got it figured out. DG is at third. Tadinga's at shortstop. Nope. Oh, I'll just figure it out. Swung on, Ruth leading things off. Hits it sharply left side, fielded by third baseman, and he does get him at first base. Did I say that was Ruth? I'm sorry, Connor McCoy. You don't mind being compared to Ruth, do you? Hit the ball sharply. That was Connor McCoy grounding out 5-3. 6-3, excuse me, shortstop. That's why I was looking to the binoculars, trying to figure out who's where defensively. We don't have a press box per se where they actually tell you what the changes are, what positions, and so on. But we work together with our official scorer, who does a great job of helping me over here. Okay, looks like she's given me some rough idea of what to do. Figure that out. We'll get you caught up in a minute. Andy Baena comes to the plate. Andy doubled in a run. He's had a three-hit night. A bunt single in the fifth and an infield hit in the sixth. Takes the first couple of pitches, 2-0. All right, well, we'll get to those changes in a minute defensively for the next batter. 2-0 delivery coming. Galavis still pitching.
Guess what? I got a fever.
Misses with that one, 3-0. So. Next pitch, inside corner called for a strike. Colt 45's up 15-4. Bayena awaiting the 3-1 delivery. That's called strike, 3-2. Let me tell you how baseball works when you're not in the major league level where they're using pitch tracking and all that stuff. In a 15-4 game, if it's close and they hit the mitt, it's going to be a strike. That one's bounced up there, ball four. They don't want hitters sitting there with their bats on their shoulders in a game that may be decided. Certainly we understand there's two more innings, but hitters can't be complaining like Ortiz was. And to draw a line in the dirt, if you missed it at the end of the last inning, it was a called third strike on a beautiful pitch by Billy Plummer outside. He got punched out, and Ortiz committed a mortal sin in baseball. He took his bat, and he drew a line about 6 inches outside, complaining to the umpire. Ump saw it, and he said, "You are out of here." I'd imagine he'll probably won't be playing tomorrow the way most of these clubs are set up. They'll probably say, hey, you get kicked out, you're probably out. Baena draws the walk now, so he's at first. Another inning with a base runner. And the left-handed hitting, Tyler Thompson, sluggo, fouls one back. Thompson homered, and it was a no-doubter. Back in the sixth, and it was a good feeling to see that. He has 5 runs batted in on the night. 2-for-4 night. The 1-1 pitch coming. Off speed, just outside corner, called. Oh, it was a 1-2 pitch, excuse me, called strike 3. And Tyler knows, as I said just a moment ago, if you hit the spot, you're going to get the strike. I thought it was a ball, but umpire punches him out. And that is out number 2. So you got to be hacking if it's close. Peyton Edwards now at the plate. Slight choke up on the bat. A righty, Galaviz. Fastball. Called strike 1. 0-1. Another fastball. Called strike 2. First one was up outside. The outside and up part of the strike zone. That one was the inside and down part of the strike zone. He's been changing his arm slot, too. Let's see what he does. Short arms, that one. It's fouled left. Still 0-2. On Peyton Edwards, who, as we've said, has also had a good night. And a lot of guys have had good nights, and it's just what the doctor ordered. 0-2 pitch. Against short arms, that one in there. Try to sneak it by him. Foul back out of play. Peyton choked up. Might have hit actually a moving car when someone was leaving. That's not good. You can hear the crowd. No ball, 2-strike count. Fastball. And it's called strike 3. It was one of those, maybe a little too high normally, but he's calling those strikes. Edwards not going to argue because he doesn't want to take a seat either. And that is strike 3. Cole 45s, get a base runner, but leave him there. We're headed to the top of the eighth. It's 15-4, Redding over the Fresno A's. This is KCNR 96.5 and 1468.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Colt 45's have a new pitcher, Zach Billingsley, into the game. Billy Plummer goes an inning, one hit, one run, two hits. Excuse me, let's try that again. One run, two hits. Let's back that up. One inning, one hit, two runs, both earned two walks and two strikeouts. And Billingsley, the third Colt 45's pitcher, comes in here in the top of the eighth. So Billy got his pitches in and his inning in. Looked better than I think the line would indicate. And now Billingsley will come in to face the heart of their order. Zach, the little left-hander out of Shasta College, went to PV High School in Chico. Just finished his freshman season for Shasta College. For the Colt 45s, he's getting his signs down with Kyle Schrodel. For Zach, it's his fourth appearance, his third relief appearance. He's gone 12 and two-thirds innings, 19 hits, a dozen earned runs, 8 walks, 11 strikeouts, a 1-0 record on this young campaign. So, Wes Chen is now batting. Wes Chen is taking over the cleanup spot and moved behind the plate. a couple of innings ago out of the University of Taipei. 6 foot, 194 pounder, first pitch. Bounced up there, ball and no strike. Zach Billingsley, again, as I said, the left-hander. He's a big pitcher's glove out there, almost like an outfielder's mitt. Where's the stirrups height? Well, no stirrups. You see all black stockings up to the knees. Little guy working from the stretch. He's got some zip on that fastball. One ball, no strike pitch. Big leg kick, big stride, bounces it low. Haven't seen him in a few games. Checking on his last appearance in relief. Two ball, no strike count. Billingsley hasn't pitched since the sixth. Oh, he missed coming off the mound. Landing spot. I know Galvis was working on it to try to get it the way he wanted. So was Rodriguez. And now Zach's got kind of a long stride for a little guy. And he's just not comfortable yet. 3-0. Yeah, his last appearance was back on the sixth when he went 3 2/3. Kind of was a long reliever in that contest and got knocked around a little bit. Missed that one. I thought the batter was heading to the dugout. I'm like, how did they strike him out? No, that's ball four. Four pitches, four balls. Not what the manager wants you to do, right? Zach knows that. But again, he's just trying to get comfortable out there. No matter where you are, you're not in the major league, so your bullpen mound is not going to be exactly the same as the mound in the game. But that's part of the collegiate game, the minor league game, and so on. Now batting Brandon Hepp, who moved into the infield. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Walked in the second and bounced into and flew out and bounced out. Most excitement was when Alex Ortiz was thrown out of the game for arguing a called third strike or for displaying displeasure. That one was on the outside corner, called strike. As I said, Johnny Smith's strike zone is becoming a little more liberal at this point, and I think that most people who know baseball, that's kind of the way it goes, a blowout game. He doesn't want guys just holding the bat. That was a good pitch. Cut a fastball. I think it just kind of caught the outside corner. I think he just fooled Hep on that one. Hep wears a pair of white batting gloves. Choking up a little more now. Billingsley's caught his attention, I think, with his fastball. 1-2, big kick. Curveball, bounced up the middle. Connor Fields flips it to short one. On to first. Double play. Got him twice. Well done. Connor McCoy flipped it to Roop, and Roop on to Eric at first. And that's what Billingsley was looking for. Four, six, three, double play. And now I believe we're going to have another new hitter. Let's see. Now, this is Chris Tedingu, who came into the game. Playing a little bit everywhere tonight. He's out of the University of Mary that I was mentioning to you earlier. And we've been kind of learning about some of these other schools, where some of their players are from. University of Mary, I'm told, is in North Dakota. Swings and pokes it out towards center, but no, the second baseman, McCoy's going to come over and make the catch with ease for out number three. So they go down 1-2-3, just not exactly that way. Nice double play makes it possible. And we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45's looking to cruise. It's 15-4. This is KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
K
coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Everybody's having fun tonight. They had the shoe race where the kids take off their shoes and then whoever can get their shoes back on and get back to the start first wins a prize. It does usually take a while for all the kids here at this stage of the night when they're pretty wound up. Of course, I think as parents, you're glad to get your kids one more good, safe run in. That ought to wipe them out so they fall asleep in the car going home. It's been a fun night for the Colt 45s. 15-4 right now. Got to be still in the pitch. Brendan Roop at the plate. Brendan's walked the last three times he's been up. So he's had a 1-for-2 night. He hit the ball on the noggin, I mean, sharply back in the first. Chris Brew is on deck. And Galaviz delivers. Swung on. Line down the left field side in the corner. Gonna be off the wall. Rounding first and heading to second as the throw comes in, and Roop will stand there with a leadoff double. Boy, he hit that one on a rocket. So for Brendan, that is his third double of the season. Christopher Brew now to the plate. Christopher would have had a double in the third if he was running at 100%. But he still made it an RBI single, and then he knocked in two more in the sixth on a big fly. And it was a line shot. Right-handed batter at the plate. Swinging foul back. Out of play. Galaviz's job is to get him out of here. These two teams will go at it again one more time tomorrow. This one fouled right side out of play. Now the Colt 45s do not face Fresno again after this three-game set. Next pitch, again fouled off right side. Again, a reminder about tomorrow. Don't forget that tomorrow night, again, we'll have our pregame show starting at 7. First pitch at 7:15. But get the kids out here. Get here early. They're going to have some water fun and characters, Sesame Street and more from PBS KIXD. Swings and misses that one. Fouls it off. 0-2. Chris thought he had struck out. Didn't realize he made contact with it. You take what you get, buddy. But that's tomorrow night. Be a fun night. Another fun night at the ballpark. Hopefully there'll be some of this stuff left over that the Colt 45s have unleashed tonight. 15-4. Their first two-homer night of the season. Eric Carlson on deck. Nobody out. Roop is at second. Swings and tips that one, and the catcher did hold on that time at strike three. Chris was going down. It was a low pitch. He was golfing on it. And that's out number one. Eric Carlson now to the plate. Carlson also has walked three times.
Number eight, Eric Carlson.
And Carlson takes the first pitch. It's a ball. So his average holding at 143, and it's going to keep going up, trust me. Swings and hits a worm burner, left side, fielded at third, long throw, they got it. Runner Roop going to head over to third. Pulled him off the bag or pulled the first baseman to the home plate side, but is able to do the crossover step really nicely. And with Carlson running pretty well, he still was able to get him out number two. So Roop is now at third. Tanner Tweet at the plate. He had an infield hit in the seventh. It's been a pretty good party for the Colt 45s tonight. They've needed this. Foul back.
Foul ball.
Tweet. Again, trying to get back in the groove after injuring his hand during the season for Sac City. He's been getting a lot of at-bats with the Colt 45s out in left field tonight. Machuca got the night off. Takes that one over for a called strike. Quickly 0-2. Swings and fouls that one right side. So they're taking hacks at it. They're making contact. And they're running out of baseballs. Eamon Velarde is getting in a 5K at least tonight. Bringing the balls in. He pitched last night, so he's getting the bat boy duty tonight. 0-2 pitch coming. Tweet. Here it comes. Took something off that. Rolled toward short. Going to be tough. Fielded there. Long throw. Sails it high and Tweet safe. Run will score. 16-4. It was going to be a tough one. You heard me say it was a worm burner. Rolling slowly. And the shortstop throw was just high. He might have been able to get him. Tanner doesn't run great. He's not a poor runner by any stretch. But that's going to be an E6. A good throw gets him. Kyle Schrodel now to play. Kyle has also walked twice. I mean, walks have been aplenty this evening, as we've mentioned before. 12 of them. First pitch to Schrodel over for a strike. Two outs here in the eighth. Colt 45s hope they have enough. It's 16-4. Where Kyle took a pretty big cut at that one. Missed it. 0-2 the count. Yeah, Schrodel going to wait. Now he hacks. Pops it up, though, to center. Renteria comes in, couple of steps, makes the catch for out number three. But the Colt 45s get another one in the eighth. On one hit and an error. And they leave one man on base. We go to the top of the ninth. It's time to put the exclamation point on this one. Colt 45's leading 16-4. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hey, this is Phil Mosey from the University of Notre Dame. You got to dial to KCNR 1460, the home of Colt 45's baseball.
How about that, Mosley? How about that? Good to hear that voice. 16-4. 16-4 is your score. Do not adjust your dial. The Reading Colt 45s have unloaded tonight. Got a little bit of help from the Fresno A's in the matter of 12 walks. But Zach Billingsley trying to wrap it up, finish up a good night at the ballpark. He walked one in his first inning of relief. Third Colt 45s pitcher. Will not qualify for a save. Colby Milligan stands to be the winner. Redding really blew this thing open in the third. We'll recap things a little bit later. So Colt 45s due to face the 7-8-9 hitters. We'll see if they do any more pinch hitting. Bradley Schultz going to lead things off in the ninth. He struck out in the seventh. Came in during some of their defensive shifts. Same two teams tomorrow night. Don't forget Wednesday night. Join me on Scorecard Scribblings, a sports talk show featuring yours truly, the sports guy, Brett Weber. Wednesday night's at 6. Zach Billingsley, cutter outside, called strike. 0-1. Colt 45s have been on the other end of the game like this year, and glad to be on this end of it. Bouncing ball right side. Connor McCoy to one knee, fields and throws. He got it. That brings Isaiah Clark. No. That's right. This was one of the changes. In Clark's spot was Andrew D.G. D. Giovanbattista. Young guy at West Hills College. Right-handed batter awaits. Billingsley delivers. He's got a really long stride out of it. Off the mound. Marco Galavis is due to hit next. This one bounced to third. Fielded there by Peyton. Edwards throws it on to first for out number two. So Billingsley now facing the guy who gets the last at bat, and boy, he's earned it tonight anyway. Galavis has started the game at third and then came in to, I guess, save the night for their bullpen and kind of do the mop-up duty in relief. He wound up pitching 2 1/3, facing 13 batters, almost as many as the starter did. Right-handed batter awaits. Billingsley's first pitch a little bit low, 1-0. They have not had many base runners tonight. Simple as that. They being the Fresno A's. They've left just two men on base tonight. And only four hits. Billingsley misses on the first two pitches. They're setting up inside. Let's see where they get. Goes outside with a curve instead. 2-1. Beautiful, clear night. One set of wispy clouds over the moon, which is shining over the first base side grandstands tonight. 2-1 pitch. Billingsley swung on, rolled right side. Carlson fields. Billingsley trying to cover. Does he get there in time? Yes, indeed. It was a little bit awkward, but mark it a 3-1 in your book. Zach Billingsley faces the minimum in his two innings of relief, and your final score is 16-4. We'll recap this big Colt 45's win. Look ahead to tomorrow night's game when we return. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Colt 45's plate 16 runs tonight. Not their highest run output of the season. They did score 18 against NBO back on the 31st, but boy, they needed this one tonight, snapping a three-game losing streak. Let's take a little look at what happened tonight. Colt 45's got single runs in the first and second innings, and that was feel-good stuff for them, that is certain. An RBI single by Carlson in the first, and then an RBI double by Andy Baena in the second. Then they really blew things open after giving up a run in the top of the third. Starting pitcher Colby Milligan gave up just three scratch hits, and one of them was erased in the third after a two-base throwing error, an infield hit, caught stealing, but the run eventually came in on a fielder's choice, as I recall, and so kind of one of those runs that you just got to put behind you. The Colt 45s enabled them to put it behind them because they rallied big in the bottom of the third. They scored six runs in that frame, helped out by four consecutive walks. McCoy walked in the first run. He got the RBI the easy way as they wound up sending 11 men to the plate. A two-run single by Tyler Thompson, a two-run single by Peyton Edwards, and an RBI single by Chris Brew that, by all accounts, would have been a double if he was running at full strength. Those all came with two outs. The visitors got nothing more, really, off of your starter. They added a run in the sixth inning, but by then it was already getting out of control, and it really hit full speed in the bottom of the sixth when the Colt 45 scored seven times. For the first time this year, they hit two home runs in an inning. Tyler Thompson, the big, monstrous three-run blast to right field, and then three batters later, Chris Brew hit his second home run of the season, and that was a two-run shot in the sixth inning, and it was pretty much more of a line shot over the left field wall. And the Colt 45s added another run in the eighth inning, and that's where it wound up ending. The Colt 45s with 16 runs on 15 hits, three errors, that's still the bugaboo, and 12 men left on base. They walked a dozen times in this game, four runs on four hits. And again, none of them were really anything to write home about. They were not solid hits. It was a tough night at the plate for the Fresno A's. They left only two men on base. They just didn't have many base runners. Milligan was your starter. He gets the win and improves to 1-1 on the season. Colby pitched very well. Six innings, three hits, two runs, one earned, three walks, and two strikeouts. Billy Plummer got some work in, pitched an inning, and Zach Billingsley pitched two innings, allowing only one walk. So, great final story there. We'll give you a quick recap of some Major League Baseball scores before we look ahead. Looking at tonight's games, they're in the bottom of the 11th. San Diego and Colorado are still playing, 11-11. Dodgers beat the Cubs 5-3. Giants topped Milwaukee 5-3. St. Louis over the Mets 5-4. Boston crushed Baltimore in Baltimore 13-2. Washington over the Diamondbacks 7-3. 7-1 Texas down Cincinnati. In Detroit, Cleveland poured it on 13-4. St. Louis down the Mets 9-5. Tampa Bay beat the Angels 9-4. Pittsburgh 11-0 over Miami. Atlanta edged Philadelphia 9-8. 15-2. Houston rolled over Toronto. Minnesota shut out Kansas City 2-0. White Sox beat the Yankees 10-2. And Seattle beat Oakland by a 9-2 final tally. In minor league baseball tonight, Sacramento River Cats. Sacramento River Cats taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers last night. And tonight, your final score. I'm trying to find that one for you. The River Cats taking on, there's your June 14th score. Am I going to find it anywhere for you, people? There it is. The Sacramento River Cats losing by a 7-1 final tally to the Omaha Storm Chasers. Tomorrow night going to be a fun night, people. Make sure you bring the kids out. Come on out, you know, don't wait. Don't delay. You know, whatever you're doing during the day, you can come out and eat your dinner at the ballpark, bring the kids, because tomorrow night is KIXE night at Historic Tiger Field. Characters from your favorite PBS shows will be here. And we'll have some special water play features out on the lawn next to the bocce courts. So it'll be fun for the whole family. Come on out. Get out here. Gates open at 6:30. And the fun begins shortly thereafter. If you can't be out here, tune us in at 7 for the pregame show. First pitch at 7:15. And you can always bring your radio and some earphones out to the ballpark and play along with me as well here at Tiger Field. So, good news from the ballpark. Final score, Reading, Colt 45s, do it big. They win it 16-4 over Fresno to improve to 8-7 on the season. Fresno drops to 5-9, the rubber game in the three-game match tomorrow night. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us at the ballpark tonight. Good news from Tiger Field with the W. We'll see you and talk to you at the ballpark tomorrow night.
Get Dad a great gift from Kohl's, like an anti-gravity chair, just $59.99, the Amazon Echo, $64.99, or the Fitbit Versa Lite Edition, $159.99, and you'll get Kohl's cash, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Father's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles, 10 off 50, offer valid June 6th through 16th with promo code DAD10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I take Metamucil every day. It naturally traps and removes the waste that weighs me down, so I feel lighter. Try Metamucil and begin to feel what lighter feels like. Introducing new Metamucil Premium Blend. It's sweetened with plant-based stevia and made with natural flavors and colors. It's a delicious way to get the fiber that keeps your digestive system at its best. To learn more, visit Metamucil.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking to pet your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Lunch Bucket Joe is not very bright. We know that. He's running for president. He signed a pledge. He's got a new pledge he signed. I think he said that didn't he write up the pledge months ago, but he just signed it yesterday. Is that what he said? But Europeans gave him the idea or something? Is that what it is?
Oh, Lunch Bucket Joe. He signed a pledge. We'll get to his pledge. But here's the headline from The Hill. Biden criticizes Amazon for paying zero corporate taxes. Oh, no. Is that he paid zero corporate taxes? Amazon paid zero corporate tax. Joe Biden said so. It must be true. They got fact checkers over there and stuff. Former Vice President Lunch Bucket Joe Biden on Thursday criticized online retail giant Amazon for paying nothing in corporate taxes last year, making him the latest presidential candidate to slam one of the most profitable companies over its effective tax rate of below zero. Really, we pay them below zero? Now, let me, I just got to scratch my head for a sec here. Who wrote the tax code again? Did Jeff Bezos and Amazon write the tax code? Or are they reading the tax code and following it? Details to come.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 38 Special and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I wonder what the country would look like if we had a legitimate news media, if we had a legitimate fourth estate. So I could have fun doing one White House briefing, but only one, and then my career as White House press secretary would be over. It would have to be. It would be necessary. I'd have a good time. I wonder if I could just do it like a tryout thing, still keep my job here, go do that for one day, and then come back because I know that I would. I'd even take a vacation day for that. Even. I'd even take a vacation day for that. Oh, that's biggie. That's biggie. Your lunch bucket Joe, he's on a tear. He is, he's upset that, that he says Amazon, pays, no taxes. They beg to differ. Bernie Sanders has attacked Amazon and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because, he says that they have a credit card they're putting out. Amazon has their own credit card because Bezos isn't rich enough. And it does have a 28% interest rate on the credit card. It's for people with bad credit. And if you have bad credit and you can't get a credit card, they'll give you a credit card with a real high interest rate. Then you pay it off every month, so you really don't pay any interest. And you improve your credit rating by paying it off. But, of course, if you don't, you're stuck with a 28% interest rate. And Bernie Sanders and AOC are very upset about that because they hate the free market and they want to have the hobnailed boot of the state on every enterprise in America. They know better because, you know, they're socialists. So who knows the economy better than socialists? And Lunch Bucket Joe went after them, and Amazon responded to them. And I'll get to that, Lunch Bucket Joe and Bernie. This party is really just a plane crashing into a train on a bridge over a school for the blind. You know, they're just such a disaster. Just calling them a train wreck isn't nearly enough at this point. But Lunch Bucket Joe, he's on a tear, and he's got a pledge, he says. He's signed a new pledge because although he ginned it up several months ago with Europeans, with some that is to say people from Europe, which is to say foreigners. You see, Lunch Bucket Joe sat down with foreigners, and they explained to him, I guess, from what I can tell in his little video recording that he made, they explained to him that Americans shouldn't take information from foreigners like Hillary did and the DNC did and the news media did in the 2016 campaign. And boy, did they. It's still reverberating, the disinformation campaign that Russian intelligence launched with the help of Hillary Clinton and the DNC and the news media. We're still experiencing the repercussions and reverberations, two polysyllabic R words right there in conjunction, of the fake Steele dossier, which is chock-a-block full of Russian information passed through a British former intelligence operative, Christopher Steele, to the Clinton campaign and the DNC and by way of them to the news media. And still we're dealing with the implications of Hillary. I agree you shouldn't be taking Russian intelligence disinformation and spreading it around from the FBI to the FISA courts to Capitol Hill to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and so on, as the Democrats did in 2016. Now, that is unambiguously what happened. No lib can say, well, that's not what happened. Well, they can, but that just means they don't know what the news is, and they don't know what they're talking about. But there is this funny story and a video that Joe Biden made. Joe Biden's pledge. He's got these pledges. He's signed. He wrote up his own pledge, and he made a vow to not accept information from foreign entities like Hillary did if he's elected. The irony of this, and again, these lefties, they don't understand the meaning of the word irony, and they apparently don't have access to dictionaries or a thesaurus. But Lunchbucket Joe said he sat down with his European friends, and they advised him what to say, and then he said that he wouldn't take anything from foreigners. Apparently he doesn't know that Europeans are foreigners. Maybe that's the problem that we have here. Quite extraordinary. Here's Lunchbucket Joe. He made a video, and it's funny in the fact that it's ironic. If he were a Republican, he would be eviscerated for this, because eviscerated again. I guess the word is stuck in my craw this week. But he would be torn to shreds for this, because the irony is, of course, that he says right at the top that this is an idea he got from Europeans when there's nothing new about it. Lunchbucket Joe.
In February, working with our close Democratic allies in Europe.
In February, now that's several months ago, working with our close Democratic allies in Europe. And then he goes on to say that he wouldn't take anything from foreigners.
I helped develop a pledge that we encourage candidates running for office to take, promising they would use no disinformation in their campaigns or tolerate outside interference. I said then that were I candidate for office, I would sign the pledge. Today, I'm making good on that promise.
That's right. He's making good on that promise to sign his own pledge that was given to him by Europeans to not be influenced by, and that he wouldn't accept disinformation. Now, who accepted disinformation? Hillary accepted disinformation. The hookers peeing on beds. The whole Russian dossier is a Russian disinformation campaign. Putin intelligence allies feeding disinformation and perhaps some correct information, because the best propaganda always has an element of truth, and then you're off the reservation with the lies. And the Democrats use that disinformation to try to damage President Trump, his campaign, and his presidency. Now, that's what happened. I don't know if there's anybody out there that still thinks that's not what happened. If people like, you know, Mike the Lib say, well, no, that's not what happened. No, that is what happened. That's what happened. That's not in doubt. That's not even the subject of debate at this point. That's precisely what happened. The Clinton campaign and the DNC was being run and controlled by the Clinton campaign by this time, took millions of dollars, fed through a political law firm in Washington, Perkins Coie, hired the Fusion GPS left-wing group, you know, because it's run by former news reporters. That's how you know it's a liberal outfit. They hired Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence operative with ties to Moscow, because when he was with MI6, he was a Russia guy. And he suddenly is funneling back all of this information, much of which we know to be untrue, and another third we know is completely unverified and salacious. And then elements of it may have grains of truth, but they're not the sensational elements. So the Clinton campaign paid through proxies, through buffers, they, like the Corleone family, they paid a foreign operative, Christopher Steele, who then got disinformation and perhaps also information from Russians, which was then used to undermine President Trump. Now, CNN is apparently unaware of this. John Berman and Allison Camerota and Jim Sciutto, a Clinton administration official. I was watching this yesterday. One of the big stories being written up about this was written up by, among other people, Laura Jarrett, who is the daughter of Valerie Jarrett of the Obama White House. It's good. You know, the fix is in. It's like a third world country around here in the news media. So there's Joe Biden. He has vowed to not accept disinformation from how long is that, the soundbite?
26.
Let me listen to it. Does he says he's not going to accept disinformation like Hillary did. Now, Trump didn't do that. Trump did not take information or disinformation from foreign entities, but Hillary's campaign, the DNC, and the news media, their allies, their natural allies in the wild, all accepted disinformation from not just foreigners, from Russians. And again, just gushing with irony, they have no understanding of how ironic this is. And Joe Biden says, sitting down with foreign people, they agreed to not take disinformation, but what does he not agree to take?
In February, working with our close Democratic allies in Europe, I helped develop a pledge that we encourage candidates running for office to take.
I helped develop a pledge.
Promising that we'd use no disinformation in our campaigns or tolerate outside interference.
That's not much of a pledge, is it? Or tolerate outside interference. Well, the outside interference was invited in and ushered in by Clinton and the Democrats. And the people doing the interfering are Russians and this British guy, who is a frothy anti-Trump person. We know this from his writings and so on. So they invited in the disinformation, and really making a vow to not accept disinformation or foreign interference. Wow, what a pledge. Wow. What next? You promised not to break the law and murder anybody? What's up with that? Biden also criticizes Amazon for paying zero in corporate taxes, the Hill types, and Emily Birnbaum. Former Vice President Lunch Bucket Joe Biden on Thursday criticized online retail giant Amazon for paying nothing in corporate taxes last year. See, last year, these are key words, making him the latest presidential candidate to slam one of the most profitable companies over its effective tax rate of below zero. And honestly, I have nothing against Amazon, he said, but no company pulling in billions of dollars of profits should pay lower tax rate than firefighters and teachers. Well, who wrote the tax code? Now let's move on. He tweeted this. Then he said, we need to reward work, not just wealth. They pretend to not understand this, or maybe they really don't understand this, but a report from the Institute on Taxation on Economic Policy earlier this year, doubtless an Obama administration offshoot stocked with lefties who are anti-free market, found that 60 Fortune 500 companies, including Amazon, avoided paying any federal income taxes in 2018. Notice how they narrow that down quickly. Federal income taxes. What other taxes did they pay? Amazon, which had $11.2 billion in profits last year, and again, I'm not a big defender of Jeff Bezos or of Amazon for that matter, but I am a defender of the truth and reason and facts, and I don't like people that shave the truth and lie and misrepresent and deflect and misdirect, which is what Joe Biden's doing here and what is so common these days. The profits has become a prime target for Democrats seeking to criticize corporate power. They believe in government power, state power, potentially anti-competitive practices and dangerous working conditions. Well, let's break up Google and Amazon. And what about Facebook and these, you know, the ones that are deplatforming conservatives and pro-life people and pro-American people? They despise America. Amazon fires back is the headline at GeekWire, because I know CNN is not covering this. Amazon fires back at Joe Biden on Twitter over corporate taxes. We pay every penny we owe, Amazon says. See, and this is actually crazily enough, the truth. After Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden tweeted Thursday morning about how much Amazon pays in corporate taxes, the Seattle tech giant fired back with a response on Thursday afternoon. They tweeted, "We've paid $2.6 billion in corporate taxes since 2016. Now, see, they're playing some semantic games, too. We pay every penny we owe. Now, I'm sure that that's true. Congress designed tax laws to encourage companies to reinvest in the American economy. We have $200 billion in investment since 2011 and 300,000 U.S. jobs. Assume VP Biden's complaint is with the tax code, not Amazon." Good for you, Amazon, because there it is. That's the truth. And this is also, they pulled this trick on President Trump recently, the left-wing, corrupt, fraudulent news media did. And they said, oh, Trump didn't pay. Remember, he had to explain why, you know, you defer taxes and you roll them over from year to year. And by the way, he doesn't stay up at night with a green visor and ink blots and do his taxes late at night. He has teams of accountants and probably IRS people permanently assigned to his company. They do that sort of thing, you know, to go through the taxes quarter by quarter, see what their liabilities are, see what their options are, and the tax code is what Congress made. And when they say, well, you're not paying your fair share, they're paying exactly their fair share as mandated by Congress, by the federal government, by the United States government in Washington. And these people couldn't be bigger liars if they had teams of lunatics working 24 hours a day to find new ways for them to be more dishonest. I honestly don't think they could believe they could become more dishonest. Also, Bernie Sanders and AOC attacking Amazon over their new credit card. Amazon has a new credit card for people with bad credit. It does have a 28% interest rate. That's crazy. But if you can't get a credit card anyplace else, they'll give you a credit card. I've got an idea. If you charge something, pay your damn bill. How about that? What are you going to live off and, oh, I'll just use my credit card. 2 years later, you've, of course, people do this. I got an idea. If you want credit and you charge things, pay your credit card bill at the end of the month, then your credit will get better. Amazon is giving people a chance to do that. Bernie Sanders and AOC say they want to cap interest rates on credit cards at 15%. Why 15%? Why not 15% is what they say. They're the state. Don't you know who we are? We've got the guns. And when we take yours away, we'll have the only guns. Because don't you know who we are? We're the state. Got to keep saying that. That should be their slogan. Sit down and shut up. We're the state.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. To help address it, Juul Labs has advocated for raising the legal age to purchase our products to 21 plus. Stop the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol flavored products to traditional retail. Enhanced online age verification. Strengthened our retail compliance program, exited social media, and we're developing technologies to further restrict youth access. Learn more at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Who would have thought? Who would have guessed? An energy company helping cars emit less. Making cars lighter is a good place to start. Advanced oils for those hard-working parts. Fuels that go further, so drivers pump less. At ExxonMobil, it's what we do best. Efficiency is our driving ambition. It's full speed ahead to produce fewer emissions. Explore more about unexpected energy sources at energyfactor.com. Energy lives here.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before.
For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word, because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So Joe Biden sat down with Europeans who told him that he shouldn't take information from Europeans. And so he wrote up a pledge in February, but he didn't get around to signing it yesterday, where he vows that he won't accept disinformation from foreign countries, only from like CNN and the New York Times and allies. And he won't say what outside interference. He won't accept outside interference. I was laughing at his dim-witted Twitter page here today. Donald Trump doesn't think it matters if candidates accept damaging intel on their opponents from a foreign government. The entirety of the dossier is precisely that. Damaging intel on their opponents from foreign government. I don't know how much more clear it can be. But apparently it has to be more clear. You got to pound them over the head with the obvious, because it doesn't sink in. They're all about as smart as Chris Cuomo. Megilla Gorilla. We've got a gorilla for sale. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary, calling from beautiful Kansas in America. Gary, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Gary.
Listen, I don't understand. The press and the Democrats are all worked up about Trump tariffs being just a tax on the people. They want all the prices at Amazon to go up when Amazon taxes are passed on to consumers. How come that doesn't apply?
That is such a great point. That crystallizes the absurdity of it all. I should have thought of it myself, and I did not. Brilliant point. Gary, you know, this is why we still have the Midwest, so there are people in America with common sense.
Well, think about this. If Walmart and Amazon were nationalized and became the People's Bureau of Consumer Good Delivery, Bernie would be explaining about how, of course, they have to pay less because they're working for the collective good.
Also, the shelves would be empty in no time at all, as is always the case when the Bernie Sanders of the world take over anything. Suddenly the shelves are bare. There's nothing left to buy. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. They're rationing things. Everybody's dying of starvation. And then they say, well, that's not the kind of socialism we want. We're going to have the good kind of socialism, the one that exists only in our fantasies, in the deepest recesses of our demented brains.
Blondes, right?
Sorry?
The ones with the Swedish blondes.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, but look, Gary, calling from Kansas, makes the perfect point. The media just got done telling us that if President Trump imposes tariffs, that's really just a tax on the American people. Bernie Sanders says we've got to tax Amazon. They pass it along to us. That's a tax on us. The media doesn't say that. Why?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.